¿Por qué? Si vivimos plantados juntamente con Él en la confianza de Él.
It's that time again.
Así también los hermanos.
Ya es la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause some churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss and you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos israelitas, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history is the word, it's the power hour. Still every hour. Tune in to your history, you know it ain't no mystery. Power hour, still every hour. You don't know your true history, love hour, power hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus.
Shalom.
What it do? Deacon Yahshua.
Officer Ishaya.
Officer Tobias.
Malek is not in the building today. Malek is not in the building.
Tried to hold it down for him.
Officer Ravane,
yeah.
We truly miss you tonight.
Yeah. He turned me up a little since I can't.
Channel one. I try to make it.
Oh, you try to bring it?
Yeah, man. I try to. I got you. I got you. I got the solution.
Yeah?
Yes, I got you.
Damn, you turned on the fan too soon. You hot? Let me lower it.
I was hot.
My brother was hot over here.
I'm just going to lower it a little, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes,
I'm cold.
Right, it is. Yo, that thing is nice.
It is.
Isn't it great? And it's not so loud, right? Like, it doesn't
exactly.
really come out on camera. That's the important part.
Exactly. It's not loud.
Oh, Australia in the building. Shalom, family. Shalom.
Damn.
What is it, like tomorrow in Australia?
What time is it in
Australia?
I don't know.
It?
I don't feel like looking up the world clock.
Shalom,
brother Jacob. What is it still Wednesday in Australia? What's the time difference? Y'all ahead, right?
There, it's 1:26 p.m. right now. Thursday, 1:26
wow.
p.m.
Okay, all right. All praises. Tuning in from Australia. Shout out to
oh, I'm sorry. That's Canberra, Australia.
Oh,
so I don't know.
Depends on. Yeah, but it got to be approximate.
Right. Okay.
So it's around there. Okay. All right. Yeah. All
well,
praises.
Did you enjoy the bishop's listening party? Well, we were actually having
right,
a dinner.
Right. So we had our men's appreciation dinner, which was scheduled like 2 months in advance.
Yes.
So we did not. We saw some of it on the screen during the dinner.
Right, right. We put it up.
But I actually had a private listening party when we were on the quest.
Oh, that's right.
Because he brought me in to hear I'm going to say rough cuts, but it was pretty much done at that point.
Damn.
So I got to hear
a lot more songs.
Yeah, well, pretty much the whole, I don't want to say the whole album, but most of it.
Okay.
I mean, not the whole, not every song the whole way through, but,
right.
you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, that I really like that album.
Yes.
Because, you know, listen.
We love you, brothers. Judah.
I'm not. I'm not a huge rap guy. And it's like all we do is rap, really. And I know, don't talk to me about One Lily and, you know, the one-offs that we've done here and there. The bulk of what we do, we're like Def Row Records, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're like, you know. Like, hey, but I am extremely happy what we got for the Booster Club off of the listening party. We really turned it out. Y'all turned it out in your support for the Booster Club. That in and of itself made it huge. I'm extremely proud of what we did. And it goes to show that, like, if attention is brought to it,
all praises,
we have the ability within us to do that thing. Get me that what Christ said, the kingdom of heaven's within you. All right. I want to show something in regards to that real quick, because that has a lot of applications. There's the physical aspect, but a lot of y'all wonder sometimes, like, damn, you know, I'm not really a teacher, you know, like, what right. else, what else more yes. can I do to spread this word? You know, you got to remember that everything is fitly formed together and positioned in the body the way the Lord pleases.
Which one are you looking for?
Right.
Kingdom but, cometh not by observation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap. Luke.
But there's so many different ways that we all support the mission, right? You got to understand that there's so many ways that we all support the mission. And it's almost like when you guys, I mean, the manifestation of the alms that are given from the schools to the infrastructure, I mean, we wouldn't be able to have the cameras that we have, the setup that we have here if it wasn't for your donations, right? I know a lot of times maybe it doesn't seem manifest what you're giving, but everything you see around you, okay, yes. Is a manifestation of that, right? And when you see us taking these trips, it's not just Booster, but it's between Booster and your consistent almsgiving, right? Yes. That's why the scripture talks about give as you're able. Some people are like, oh, but how much? You really know, right? The scripture says, as you purposeth in your heart,
right?
You really know how much you're able to give, how consistently. And, you know, I know it's a touchy subject because coming out of the Christian church and the way
money
with the tithing and how they roll with us, right?
Right.
It kind of feel, it has like a negative connotation to discuss it. But I'll just say the proof is in the pudding, and the evidence of what we do and what we accomplish as a body is seen manifest in everything that we're doing together, mm-hmm. right? You best believe that like you read in Acts 4, like you read in Acts 2.
Distribution is made,
all right.
The necessity of the saints.
To the necessity of the saints. And the necessity of that saints is that line must go out.
Yes, sir.
Right? Like we spoke about last week with Romans 10, that line must go out, right? That people have not heard the real Christ. People have not heard the real God
Gospel.
Of the Bible. They have not heard the real good news of the Bible.
Yes, sir.
So going back to that listening party, it's beautiful because, you know, we're about to do some big things in this coming year, in this coming month. Never stagnant. Like Bishop Yawasab says, stagnant is really going backwards.
Yes.
Because as everything else goes forward around you and you're still, what's really happened? You wake up one day and you realize, geez, I'm behind, right?
Right.
So, you know, you don't even have to purposely move in a backward direction. Just being stagnant in and of itself is like going backwards. And I'll just say that it all makes such a difference, right? And read this real quick.
The book of St. Luke, chapter 17 and verse 20. When he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
Uh-huh.
Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Right. So you have to understand that manifests itself in different ways by the action that the men take to go out and do things from the smallest office that's done in the body. Right. Get me the one where it says kings and priests. You have to understand how that thing is broken down and in what we do. Right. Yes. Yeah, it's like a nation of kings and priests. Right. Right. Yeah. I want that one. A nation of kings and priests. That's the one I want. Right, go ahead. Don't read it yet, right? So all of it helps. And then especially when you're doing something like supporting the Booster Club, because maybe that's not your office that you were called is to go preach and to go do this. Not everybody's an evangelist, right?
Right.
Not everybody's a teacher, right? Some are only teachers, right, with like the different formats. Some have the zeal and the spirit and the authority to go out and teach with all authority and edifyingly to the people. That's that traveling and teaching in camp as well.
Yes.
Some have been given severally in those gifts. Some have been given only some of them, right? Yes. Or one or two, but some abundantly. And by your support of these things, you are contributing, because how could, if not for that support behind
right.
those things, right?
Right?
And so when Christ is saying that here, it's not just the physical act of going out and doing these things, right? The necessity of those things. I mean, like nobody got to teach you why you got to pay taxes, right?
Right.
You grow up, and I know usually people don't like them. right? You're like, oh, geez, you look at your check, right? But for the most part, you're on autopilot. You don't even pay attention to your gross. You look at your net, right? And then you lend your money to the government all year. They do whatever they want with it. And then you get happy when they give you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 back at the end of the year.
Yes.
Not realizing that you just lent your money interest-free to them.
Yes.
Right? But that's for another
topic,
right, for another topic and another thing on, you know, I don't want to give tax advice and things like that, but you know, y'all like doing that, right? And you like to get the big paycheck every tax time. That's not a gift. That's your money that you're getting back because you didn't do your deductions the right way during the year.
Right.
You can get all that money up front throughout the year instead of having to wait till tax time.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Hey, Deacon, can we speak after this radio show about taxes?
No. I'm not going to give that type of advice to people.
Get some help.
I'm kidding. To your tax advisors on that sort of stuff. But my point is that those things support, they move the mission. And you got to understand the way a nation is built, there's things. So, like, I use the point of taxes, not that I want you to look at your alms. You give as you're able.
Yes.
And you give as in your heart it purposes. If ever we put out a call to arms or, you know, you notice we never really try to give suggested amounts or anything like that.
Right.
Because that should come from within you on what you give. And your measure of faith is going to show you where that goes. Not in us, but in the manifestation of the Lord's mission.
Right.
And what you see where that stuff goes. So part of what Christ is talking about when he says it's within you, lo here, or that not with observation, is that work needs to be done.
Yep.
And for work needs to be done, right, money needs to be had, right?
Hey, Deacon, if I may, I'm not all the way in known of what all costs.
Mm-hmm.
But as we were out there traveling, it's not – yo, it's not a one-man show. This can't be done with one person.
Mm-mm.
This has to be done with a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not cheap. Yes, some other places, food might be cheaper, what have you, right? But just knowing certain things that when we were doing some research and with the team, radio shows are an expense. You got broadcasting, you got travel, you got plane, you got hotels, you got food. And it helps a lot. You brothers and sisters that don't know about the Booster Club and are helping in the Booster Club, let me say that. It's a big help. All these travels that leadership do cannot be done without you. And trust me, they are not wasted. They are not being taken advantage of. They're out there to do the work. Okay? I saw it firsthand. It's a beautiful work. And I was talking to one of the officers out there, I believe Officer Joshua, and he was saying, you know, how are you going to be mindful of what you do with the congregation's money when you're doing these trips? Not saying we were messing around,
mm-hmm.
but he was telling me, you're going to lose sleep, we're going to be tired, we're going to do this work. And you got to remember that this is the people's money to spread the gospel. And that thing hit me. He was going over 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I believe. That thing was beautiful. He was going over that stuff, and I said, okay, all praises. That's a good way to see it. That's a very good way to see it. Shout out to Officer Joshua.
What did I tell you to get?
The book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 6.
No, Exodus 19:6. That says the holy nation. I got you. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 6. Be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. And there are the words which thou shalt speak. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
There's one that says both. One is it?
Revelation doesn't say holy nation.
No. Hold on. Let me see.
You got Peter?
You got First Peter.
Yeah, I think it's
Revelation
the one. Get me that one.
The book of First Peter, chapter 2 and verse 9.
Freedom!
But ye are a chosen generation,
yeah,
a royal priesthood,
go ahead,
and holy nation,
right?
A peculiar people,
mm-hmm.
that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Uh-huh. Now, is that it on that?
Yes, sir.
Get me Revelation 1 and 6 now.
The book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 6.
Freedom!
Hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father.
Uh-huh.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Right. So you hear nation, you hear priests, you hear kings. You got to look at it from the perspective of what does that entail? Are we all just teachers? That's the principal thing, right? That falls under the priesthood. But what does kings imply?
Power.
Government.
Government, yeah.
Government.
Yes, sir.
Yes, power, But guess what comes with that power? The buck stops with you. Is there anybody else you can go to when the people have a problem?
Not enough.
So, and within that government, there has to be structures to those things, right? Mm. You ever watch those shows? I'll give you, like, we were talking about Game of Thrones earlier today. When they would do the small council meetings, the people need this. This province needs that. This province is complaining. This. The treasury's running low. We need this. We have this problem. There's sickness here. There's famine here. There's drought here. Mm. What are you going to do about it, King? Mm. What are you going to do about it, right? They've pledged their allegiance to you. They've bended the knee because part of that is the benefit. Yes, they're self-sustaining, but part of that is the benefit that they get from your sound judgment,
right?
So there's government that comes behind that, and with that's community, with that's building and all of that. So the Most High, when he says, I call you to be kings and priests, this ain't just some priesthood. Kingdom, too, and that means rulership, right? So we got to be able to understand how all those things function and operate. So you see all these little things and all these, and, you know, everybody enjoys the listening party, but that was done with the motivation of helping us to raise money to continue to travel, right? And that album was dedicated to it. Excuse me. And All Praises to the Most High, it's going to give a big boost to everything else that we got planned going on for the rest of the year. So All Praises to the Lord for that.
All praise.
Hey, I'm seeing something in the comment. What is the UGL family? I don't know what that is.
Upload God's Laws.
Upload. Okay.
That's the brothers and sisters that listen
on
all
Clubhouse.
Day. Yeah,
on Clubhouse.
I believe Deacon Labaka is
does started
that.
He started the Upload God's Laws, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, all right. I didn't know. I don't know what that hashtag is.
Shout out to Deacon Labaka the Hammer.
I'm not social media ignorant, but I'm not really on there like that, especially the Israel one. I've told you before, the foolishness I see our people post a lot of the times. So if it's not advertisements so that you could buy something they got.
Right.
Buy my T-shirt, buy, you know, my jackets, whatever it is. Everybody's selling T-shirts and jackets. It's nonsense that I see posted a lot of time. Which tribe's food is better?
Right.
We spent couple shows on that.
Yes, we did. And we got some heat.
And we did get some heat.
And we got some heat.
Yep.
You rang. Good afternoon, Benson. How are you?
Good evening.
Thank you.
Hey, D, it was something that you mentioned. I don't know if you're getting ready to shift gears. You mentioned something about some food. I can't remember what day it was, but you said you was going to bring it out about something.
Earth?
We was talking about it. It was Officer Shaw, you was there.
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about, I'm partial to Ephraim.
I'm partial to Ephraim.
But I got to say, you know, part of us going is, I think that's part of the beautiful thing about traveling, at least if you have a culinary acumen.
Yes, you do. Yes, you sir.
Like if you're open to that sort of thing.
Right.
And not just eating the same crap that you're used to eating.
Hamburgers.
Right?
Tacos go hard.
Right.
That's why you're not going to South America with
that. That's why you're not going to South America with that. Because typically there's not a taco to be found. Okay.
It's Northern Kingdom, though. What's going on?
No,
you really are Judah. That was racist of you.
Was it?
He thinks taco. He thinks Northern Kingdom.
Get some help.
Taco, Northern Kingdom, all around the world.
Northern Kingdom.
Around the world.
Boy, have you lost your mind? Cause I'll help you find it.
God damn.
Damn.
He said taco, Northern Kingdom. See, you put two and two together.
Hey, so.
Damn, bro.
I think it goes without saying, right? Like, I'm going to choose my tribe's food as my favorite. So I don't, like, for me, I can't put that in the ranking, right? Like
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
I'm going to love my tribe's food.
That's fair.
So when I talk about a number one, typically, I'm going to pick something else that's not my food. Doesn't mean I don't like my tribe's food. I love my tribe's food.
Right.
It's just, you know, that's just me. I try to be very
impartial and just
impartial
that,
in all things.
That is very fair of you.
And I just got to say, I mean, I think we might have touched on it. I'm going to talk about a few things with the food. Let's talk about a few things with the food before we jump in on something.
Bring
like
it out.
The coffee in Colombia.
Bro! That thing was good, and that was only like hotel coffee.
And that was only the hotel coffee.
That wasn't like we went out to the coffee shop,
man,
where they actually experts.
Oh, man.
It was good.
I got to say that coffee, okay, because there's a spot in Puerto Rico that I go to, the Cafeteria Mallorca, because we have a thing called Mallorcas that's
isn't that like a fruit?
No. It's this pancito that they put butter on, and then they press it down with some powdered sugar. Right.
Yeah, I remember.
But there's a whole little process, right? So it's like a certain type of pan that they get, and then they it's delicious. And like you can even do it with like eggs and turkey and cheese, and
yes.
It's just incredible.
I remember that.
Oh,
but
so
anyway,
Tobias over there quiet because he's like, this ain't tacos?
They have.
He's trying to Google it.
Yeah, I'm looking up the definition.
M-A-L-L-O-R-C-A,
right.
You non-Spanish speaking.
Put images.
So. In Old San Juan, there's a particular cafe. Anyway, they have, I don't know what it is, the cafe con leche is out of this world in Puerto Rico. And anybody who's come that I've taken to Cafe Mallorca, they know that coffee is pretty banging. Now, Puerto Rico has a lot of coffees that come from Puerto Rico that are very good. But I was asleep on this brand, and I was familiar with it. So a lot of us, you see us using Bustelo here.
Yes.
But that's more of a New York, Northeast, Hispanic type of thing.
Really?
Bustelo's really a Cuban origin coffee.
I thought it was Cuban.
Yes, it's Cuban. The Ephraim brands are...
Let me get Google ready.
Cafe Crema. What's the other one?
Crema.
There's one Altavista.
Altavista.
And there's another one that I was using for a while, but I stopped. I'm using Cafe Crema. There's like three or four Ephraim coffees that are really good.
Okay.
The Cafe Crema, with the Cafe con Leche that they make at this place, not even with the Mallorca, but the Cafe Crema, that's like my favorite coffee. Like I dream about it when I go to Puerto Rico, right? No, Bustelo is not Colombian. Bustelo is a Cuban coffee. My wife's texting me.
That one?
She's not even a coffee person, yes. And she's texting me talking about it's Colombian.
Stop it. Get some help.
Hey, but
you don't know nothing about coffee, hun. You like coffee with your creamer, not creamer in your coffee.
Oh, that's like my brother here.
You're a Dutch brother's sister.
Damn!
Coffee for people who don't like coffee. Don't be texting me anything.
That's like this brother right here.
You got to have some good creamer.
Altavista Cafe. You should have
said. Hey, but I looked up my Mallorca, and it looks just like Hawaiian rolls.
Nah.
They look very similar. It looked like
smooth. Bro, you got to go to Puerto Rico, okay? It's a little Puerto Rico. Look, let me show you.
Hey, Deacon, is that cafe, that cafe in Puerto Rico, you're talking about the one in Old San Juan? Captain Zeff took us there.
Yes, that's the spot.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's the spot.
Yes,
that's
so the first time I went to Puerto Rico, Captain Zeff was there and Officer Cornelius. That thing was banging, bro.
Yes, bro, yes. But...
That thing was banging. Shout out Captain
I'm
Zeff.
Sorry. It's Alto Grande is the other one from Puerto Rico.
Alto Grande.
Very good. Very good.
Alto Grande.
Yaucono, but it's Yaucono is the other one. That's Yaucono. That one's really good, too. But anyway, I got to say, bro... Colombia gave my Cafe Crema a run for his money. Bro.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah, bro.
And that was only hotel coffee,
hotel coffee. But let me tell you, that Colombian coffee was like, okay, so you know how you have like 1 and 1A? I'll say it's like that. Like, it's not going to replace my crema, but I would take it, you know.
It was good.
It's like right there.
Yo, and then that last night, the morning before, we were downstairs having breakfast, and like he was like a manager or something, and he saw us every day, and he was like, "When are you guys leaving? Like tomorrow, I want to have something nice and special with you guys." We're like, "Oh no, we're leaving tomorrow morning, like early, like 4 a.m. early," and he was like, "Oh snap!" He's like, "What can I get you guys?" And he's like, "Can I get you guys coffee tomorrow morning?"
Oh, when we left at like
yes.
2 a.m.
he
to,
was cool, bro.
Right. So you know, just a little insight of how these trips are tireless. So we went to camp.
Yes.
Right. So we were out by 9:30 on the bus.
Right.
TV show.
Right.
Camp again. Dinner. And then back to the room to basically get ready, take a nap, pack up, and be downstairs in the lobby at 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
So that we can, this was on the third day, so that we can then travel to, where do we go next?
Ecuador.
Ecuador, right?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, he brought down some pancitos for us.
He was so cool. He's like,
and the coffee for us.
He said, I want to have something special for you guys tomorrow, like a nice little separate area,
uh-huh.
something like that.
Yep.
And we're like, we're leaving at 2 a.m. He's like, oh, I'll have coffee ready for you guys.
He did. He brought out a little coche, coche of like cafe and like some little pans.
At 2 in the morning?
And he left it there as we were checking out at 2 in the morning. He had it for us in the lobby.
A little bread.
Judah would never.
He said Judah would never do something like that.
That's why he said that. He's like, at 2 in the morning?
Right. Can you state your tribe, sir?
I'm from the tribe of Judah.
Thank you. Damn. Because I don't want them to think this is like some biased Northern Kingdom show.
Where's the bump?
No.
Hey, so look, I know we just shooting the, you know, we're just talking right now. You know, but some of the stuff we didn't get to go over last week, little insights into the trip. The fish, bro.
Oh, my goodness,
Pescado.
Now, we had a different cook the last night, so it wasn't.
It wasn't the same lady?
No, it wasn't as good as that first night.
We went twice, no?
We went twice there. In the middle, we went to the other place that Zeph was saying was better, and it was not better. The fish was not fried well. It was almost steamed. The one, they had good ceviche there, though.
Oh!
The place that was like in more like in the town.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Man, oh, man. I got to tell you, that had to be the best fried fish.
It was good.
Because, I don't know. You got to have like eaten whole fried fish to understand what I'm going to say.
Got to have culinary acumen.
Even when it's very good, there's parts of the fish, like inside, where like the seasoning probably just doesn't get to.
Right, right.
So it just, you kind of, China just gets a little meaty, the seasoning's on the outside, you know, and that's when you throw a little extra lime on it and whatever. I don't know what this negrita did. All right, that was that was my chef, right? But it was so good, I tipped her.
Dang!
Like on the way out.
On the way out,
because
you can see her on the way out.
We stopped and gave her a round of applause.
All
it was
of
so
us.
Good, right?
All of us.
And I said it too. I said, "Watch it be a real dark skinned sister back there cooking, right?"
Ooh.
And I went, and it was a dark skinned sister cooking. Man, oh man! I don't know if she did some voodoo.
Mm.
Because the seasoning was like inside.
Mm.
And I don't mean that they cut it, like, you know, like you do branzino and you could stuff it with lemons. The seasoning was inside the fish, but the fish was intact. I don't know what she did, bro, but that fish slapped.
Wasn't the outward.
Yeah. No, bro, that thing was. No, ceviche. Who said ceviche is a sin? Ceviche is not a sin.
They just thinking of ceviche with shrimp.
Yes,
oh,
you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Fish ceviche. Belong.
Yeah, different kinds.
Yes.
Come
this
to
was,
Arizona.
This was fish ceviche. No, we're not eating. And ceviche is not, it's actually not exclusively shrimp. I used to think that.
Right.
It's actually fish is the real. I used to think here in the States that it was only, but like going to Peru, which is ceviche capital.
Yes, yes.
It's mostly fish.
Yes.
Right.
It's not the stuff with mariscos and camarones, that's stuff they throw extra, like later, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So no, ceviche is not sin if it's lawful fish-based, okay?
Yes.
No, it's not that she. Yes, when they fry it, Sister Tabitha saying,
and slice it?
No, that's normal when you fry it, right? Like you cut the little slits in it and all of that. I'm telling you, like, I don't know how often you eat a whole fried fish, but this was, I don't know how she did it, bro. It
I am delicious. Not a fish person. Like, I like fish. I was having it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really speak on it because I was just enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fish guy like that, but it was
I
great.
Like fish.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. You were repeating yourself?
Yes, I was.
No, she didn't cut the sides. It just had the slits on each side, like typical fried fish when it's presented to you.
Mm.
But somehow that thing was delicious. That thing was delicious.
It
so
was
the,
great.
So the fish ceviche was amazing.
Peru.
I was thinking it was marinated. Monique, that's the only thing that makes sense to me. But it was delicious. It was delicious. The patacones were all right.
Yeah, they were kind of normal. Yeah.
I mean, I like the little, what do they call it, suero? It's like their own little sour cream that they make.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, I had patacones with like suero in it. So that was good. So I got to say that. And then Peru for like the meats, just hands down.
Bro.
Peru for the meats. Like,
and the tigre de leche.
That's the seasoning for the ceviche. Leche de tigre.
Leche de tigre.
Leche de tigre. Right. See, he over here just focus. And tacos are banging, especially if they're in a good spot.
Right.
But you gotta open up your palate. Bro.
Hey, for y'all that don't know, patacones is fried green plantains.
Say that again.
Well, depending on where you're at.
Okay.
Because their totón is in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Fried
we
green
actually
plantains.
Had some chips totones, like bag of chips. It was like garlic, me and Yak, Officer Yak, mm-hmm. and Officer Asher. Those things were good too, bro. Right.
Hey, Officer Tobias, did you say pantalones?
Pantacones.
Okay, I thought you said pants, bro.
is my accent not strong enough for you? I could.
Nah.
Okay.
There's no
three
S.
Years.
There's no S. It's patacones, not pantacones.
They auto-corrected it. It's the suggestion right there. I put an N in. I was trying to sound it out.
That's why you're not going to South America yet, brother.
I was trying to sound
anyway,
it out.
That was my
stop list. It. Get some help.
Leche de tigre, somebody put the tiger in the milk. That's what they call what they put for the ceviche. That's what they call what they put for the ceviche.
If y'all look it up, well, it has to be lawful too, right? Don't look up, don't be like, oh, we were eating shrimp. No,
yeah,
we were eating
lawful fish.
Lawful fish.
We check. And if we're not sure what the fish, we'll look it up online.
Yes, look at me. Put the camera on me. Look, tigre de leche.
Leche de tigre.
Oh, leche de tigre. I thought it was... Am I saying
leche
that?
De tigre.
You leche
tigre de leche.
Oh yeah, leche de tigre.
I don't even know what that is.
Bro, I missed that, bro. And I would add some hot sauce to it, some sriracha, whatever.
Oh, they had like some homemade hot sauces that were excellent. That were excellent,
bro.
Yeah, pretty good. That's the little spoils at the end of the long day that we get to have a nice. we get to have a nice filling dinner.
Yes.
And the desserts, I'm a fatty when it comes to that.
Oh man, you were having dessert left and right.
Yeah. Well, no, every night. I gotta have dessert.
Left and right.
I gotta have dessert. I'm not done if I don't have dessert. Man, oh man. But
you
want
to talk to them about the pisco, the sour maracuyá?
Nah. We don't need to go all into that.
That thing was good too.
But since we're talking about food, I want to address something that keeps coming up, even
ooh.
Though I addressed it at Tabernacles like 2 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Right?
Yes, you did. And before that, too.
All right. Because this is still a point where people are
bugging out.
And it don't make sense. And it was wild about it, right? What's wild about it is that people won't say nothing and see others do it. And since you don't agree with it, what you're really thinking is that everybody else is evil.
Mm.
But you're the one that's wrong. Like, you got to think about it. So Ceviche is cooked by the citrus, right? That's why they use fish and nothing else, right? Because fish has a low cooking temperature. But remember, it's not rawness that's wrong. It's blood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's another one in the scriptures that people get confused
right.
about.
Blood.
It's not rawness that's the issue. It's blood, right? You're not supposed to have the blood.
Right. Sushi is good.
Sushi, as long as it's lawful fish, is okay.
Right.
As long as it's lawful fish, is okay because there's no blood coming out of it.
Right.
Think about it. If insects, certain kinds, are lawful, do you think John in the wilderness was cooking the locust?
Nah.
It says his diet was locust and honey.
Right.
That means he was eating the locust. Isn't that raw?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now, mind you, like insects, it's a different thing when it comes to the blood that it specifically talks about comes from
animals.
Cattle type animals.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Doesn't say anything about blood in fish. Doesn't say anything about blood in insects. It says about cattle with the blood thereof. Right? The lawful mammals that we can eat.
Right.
So there's a lot of confusion about that.
Yes, you can eat
and
sushi.
Ceviche, so yes, you can eat sushi, but
as long as it's lawful.
As long as it's lawful. Like you're not
eating
the shrimp
fish.
Stuff
Sorry.
And things like that, right? Look at what the law says. The law doesn't say anything about raw. It says blood.
Do you want to get it?
Right? Yeah, let's get it real quick so people aren't confused. Because since we're going to talk about a couple of basic laws, let's set the record straight before we jump into the rest of the topic. So let's look at that.
You got it?
Yeah, Solomon said it's new. Nah, it's not new. Trust me, because I used to eat sushi but when I repented. So that was one of my first things to try to get understanding on was the sushi piece. Yeah.
Leviticus chapter 17, verse 10.
Yeah, Princess Court, you know, and – it's vexing, but at the same time, it's like based on what, right? Here's how you equalize everything, And I don't mean you do it in a facetious way, but when it comes to something that's black and white, like a law like that, ask them to show you what scripture shows that, right? And then that's how you determine if that's all right. Oh, he got the leche de tigre. Yeah, you see all the different seasonings.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not done yet, though. That ceviche that's there. That needs to sit in the.
So what? Why is it milk of tiger?
Yeah,
tiger
that's
milk.
Just
they call it. It's just the way they season it, and that's what they call it, right?
Yeah, okay.
And that's what they.
You
call
gotta look it up,
right?
As far as how they make it, it's very good.
Where does it say that it gotta be? Get the law, because someone's saying it says it gotta be cooked all the way through.
The Book of Leviticus, chapter 17, and verse 10.
Mm-hmm. Bring it out!
A man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you,
uh-huh,
that eateth any manner of blood. I will even set my face against that soul that
uh-huh
eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people.
Right.
For the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Right. The life of the flesh is in the blood. In the blood. Mm-hmm. Not the flesh, in the blood. Go ahead, come on.
And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul.
Right.
For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul.
Right. We don't eat blood. RJ, if you have a scripture that says cooked all the way through, then you can send
bring
that
it forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put it
and
on
we'll
comments.
Explain it.
Right.
We'll explain it.
Put it
all
on
right. Go ahead. You got more? Go ahead. Keep reading.
Therefore, I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood.
Shall eat blood. Right. That's the whole point of red meat is red meat. That's another thing. Some of y'all think that if the meat has any type of pinkish or color to it,
yes,
that it's not lawful. It's called red meat. It's supposed to have a red hue,
right?
Unless you burn it, right? Now, if you got stuff dripping out of it, then hell no, you don't eat that thing,
right? Right.
But you got to be mindful of all those different things. I know beef is really the one where you got to worry the most about that,
right?
Because right? Nobody can eat no raw chicken, right?
Right, right.
Oh, that's the other thing. We had a little thing here where people were bugging out about the bone marrow in the chicken.
Yes, I remember.
Right? And I had to, listen, that's what I'm saying, culinary acumen.
Right.
So they came and they asked me, because, you know,
it's red in the middle.
It's red by the bone.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's near the bone, and sometimes it leaches into the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's bone marrow that in the freezing and thawing process seeps into the meat. So even when the chicken is cooked, it has a red hue. It's not bloody chicken.
Right,
right?
Right.
Or people who are not used to smoked meats that gets a reddish smoke ring around it.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken gets a reddish hue when you smoke it. Beef has a reddish ring around it as well. It's not raw. All right. And again, the thing is not rawness, it's blood, right? You have something else you want to bring
the
up? Go ahead, come
that
on.
Next verse. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust.
Right, right. So it's pertaining to the blood. So that's where you can understand that things like sushi is all right. And again, think about it. It's these little things that we don't think about. It says John's food was locust and honey.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he was there spewing every locust and throwing it on?
Nope.
You just eat those insects.
Right.
Right. That are lawful. That's it. Right. You're not just going to go ahead and take poultry or cow, because there's blood dripping out of that stuff. You gotta drain the blood off and cook the blood off in that stuff, right? So ceviche is cooked by the citrus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cooking process by the citrus, okay? So, we have a couple of spots where they're very good at respecting certain aspects of it as far as sushi but in Phoenix that are, like, okay. There's another thing. Duck sauce is not made from duck.
Right.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Right.
Stop it.
Eel sauce has nothing to do with eels. It's typically a sauce that's used for eel, but it has no eel in it. So when you go to a sushi place and it says eel sauce, don't freak out. Okay?
Eel.
Right. So, hey, I thought so too one time. I said, wait a second, eel sauce, what? Right.
And then
I don't say anything unless I've kind of been through it or I was wrong about it too.
I was traveling and I had the French fries, but they were fried in duck fat. Mm-hmm. That is unlawful because
that is unlawful because it's duck fat. Yes.
Oh,
I didn't even. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Learning process.
Yeah.
No. RJ, it's not to find any issue with you. I just, if you say that there's a scripture, you have to show that scripture because
yes.
I can't think of a scripture where it says cooked through. It just talks about not eating the blood.
The blood.
And that usually translates to most things being cooked through.
Right.
But if you take a little piece of sashimi or whatever they put in a roll of sushi, is there any blood anywhere in that?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Oh, not at all. Right? So that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. Lawful fish for ceviche is fine because it's cooked in the citrus.
Right.
I forgot what the process is called, but it's a different type of
culinary acumen.
Yeah, that I can't remember because, you know, there's like different cooking, like, you know, you got sous vide, you got that. I forgot exactly what the correct term is for cooking
it
in citrus. But
I just eat it.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Not like that.
But the acid basically like cooks it. So that's what you have with there. All right. So
you want to get to the Exodus 20?
Yes. So let's get into this because people are confused about what it is to cook or kindle.
Confused.
Or seed. All right. Yeah, you can't be doing duck fat. Like, so if they cook in duck fat, you can't do that.
Right.
Hey, that's another thing you touched on in Tabernacles 2 years ago, too, about the seething.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to do it as another opportunity for a public service announcement because I know some people might not have seen it because it wasn't like it was a class just on that. It was like mixed in with another class.
Right.
And it was a long one. So I think sometimes people see, damn, this is a 3-hour class. You know, maybe I don't got the commitment to watch it.
Skip through.
Right. Maybe we should pull the parts where I went through that and do them as shorts.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So people can see that because our shorts seem to do pretty good. All right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
You want that scripture?
Go ahead. Yes, bring this out. I want to talk about it.
The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 23. He said unto them, this is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and sieve that ye will sieve, and that which remaineth over lay o'er you to be kept until the morning.
Okay. So, also give me the one about kindle the fire.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Key words here are baking, cooking, seething. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the issue. I'll give you an example. All right? People
thermos.
Are bugging out over this.
Right.
All right? People bugging out over
this. Oh!
Okay? There was some miscommunication and something that was said by, well, at least this is what the claim is. I've never seen it myself. By somebody in a leadership position that allegedly said that me putting stuff in a thermos
mm-hmm.
is sin.
Right.
And people freak out over that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. First off, I'll tell you Bishop's answer. Don't use aluminum foil then either.
There it is.
If you're that stupid. Because it's stupid.
Right.
If you think that this has
Stop
to be
it.
Cooking.
Get some help.
Or something.
The scripture says lay up.
Right.
If I put something with foil or in a thermos
yes.
that has no heating elements, that doesn't create heat.
That's the thing.
That doesn't kindle, that doesn't bake, that doesn't seed, then it's lawful.
Mm-hmm.
That's called laying it up.
Right. Oh, gosh.
It retains whatever warmth it can for as long as it can by insulation.
Mm.
Right? That's it. There is no cooking happening. Mm-hmm. There is no heating happening. There is no baking. There is no seething happening. Right? There is no seething happening. Seething is boil.
Right.
Yeah.
Passing with water. Right?
And when you put it in a thermos, it doesn't get hotter. If anything,
it diminishes heat.
Right. Over
the
time.
Longer it's in there.
Right.
Right? So it doesn't even maintain heat.
Right.
It diminishes heat mm-hmm. as you go along. Right? Exactly. Raphael said, nope, that is heat reducing, not increasing. That person is wrong. Well, there's a faction, and this is what I'm saying, what's even wrong with it. They'll just stay quiet about it and not do it, but they'll see others do it. And what that means is you're watching other people do it, and you're thinking that they're in sin.
Right.
Right? It's simple. It's dumb. But I understand that we got to come back sometimes and run things back.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
people can understand this stuff.
What scripture say about the things in
right.
Christ?
So let's look at a few definitions that I sent you so we can understand this process.
The
right?
Simplicity.
Right. And we can understand this process, okay?
Yes, sir.
So cook the verb. Let's look at cook the verb first.
Scroll up a little bit.
Nope, go where you're at. It says verb.
Scroll up a little bit.
Go back up. Go back to
the top
Google.
Of the noun. The
right
box,
there.
That's
number
it.
One. We
there,
don't need to spend too much time on it.
Cook,
oh, okay.
Verb. To prepare food for eating by a heating process.
By a heating process. By a heating process.
Right.
Is what you don't understand is what laid up means, right?
Mm-hmm.
By a heating process. I am not heating when I put something warm in something to retain heat.
Mm.
Right? I'm not heating. Okay? By a heating process. Get the other one, Cook, the Google one I sent you. Read that, number one.
Cook, prepare food, a dish, or a meal by combining and heating the ingredients in various ways.
By combining and heating the ingredients in various ways. Okay, did I have one about heating?
Synonym.
Oh, what's it say?
Bake.
Bake, right? Bake was one of the other terms that we just read. Don't bake anything, right?
Right.
Yes.
Go ahead. Come on. What about heating? Okay.
Heating, a device or system for supplying heat.
Heat needs to be supplied, right? Is there anything else? Come on. Is there anything
else? Especially central heating to a building.
Right. So that's something different. But heating is something that supplies heat. All right.
Go ahead. Put that up. Kindle.
Kindle. Let me read the scripture about kindle a fire.
The book of Exodus, chapter 35 and verse 3. Kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day.
All right. So you shall kindle no fire. Why? With the intent to cook,
right?
With the, because what's behind that is cooking, right?
Cooking.
Not the issue's not the fire,
right?
We set fires when we're at tabernacles, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we use heaters if we're able to, right? So it's not that. It's when it's pertaining to food, right? So what does kindle say simply?
Kindle, light or set on fire.
Uh-huh. Okay, come on. Read some similar.
Light, ignite, set a light. Set light to, set on fire.
Right. Okay. So heating, kindling is something. There is nothing in a thermos.
Mm-hmm.
See, I brought my tea. I usually finish it before the show,
right.
But I brought it, and it's the thermos brand, and it says thermos because that's what people refer to for anything of this ilk,
right?
All right, and I'm trying to show you all that, okay? And you can ask any senior leadership. We are all on one accord in the scriptures in regards to this,
mm-hmm.
okay? So you can ask in a class for any of senior leadership, senior meaning deacons and up, that are teaching about this type of thing, and we are all going to speak the same thing on this, okay?
Mm.
So if you got your own doctrines and your own thing in your mind, that's on you, right?
Stop it.
That's on you.
And don't spread it around.
Right, and don't spread that around as a false doctrine. Now, somebody asked about what about hot tap water. So let's look up seething. That falls under seething. Oh, okay.
Thermos, a container such as a bottle or jar with a vacuum between an inner and outer wall, used to material, and especially liquids, either hot or cold, for considerable periods.
Right. So does the scripture say thou shalt not eat anything hot on the Sabbath day?
No, sir.
Or does it say thou shalt not cook, bake, or seethe on the Sabbath day?
Cook, bake, or seethe.
Exactly. 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 Okay. So stop the confusion, right? And I get it, but ask. Don't assume. Don't assume. Ask, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ask. Get me seed.
Seething.
Verb.
Of a liquid bubble up as a result of being boiled.
As being boiled, right? As being boiled, all right? Archaic.
Archaic. Cook food by boiling it in a liquid.
Cook food by boiling in a liquid. So now, if you take the baby bottle
mm-hmm.
and you run it under the hot tap,
mm-hmm.
sin or no sin? I want to see some answers.
Mm.
Understanding what we just brought out between the distinction between what it is to heat and what it is, excuse me, to lay up. If you take a baby bottle with milk, and I run it under the hot tap water.
Are you asking us or them?
I'm asking them.
Okay, okay. They're saying sin, no sin, no sin, not a sin, sin, no sin, sin.
Mixed results.
Mixed results.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Read seething again. read the definition of seed again.
I can't.
And I appreciate you guys giving your honest answers, okay?
Seeds.
cook food by boiling it in a liquid.
Oh, it deals with heating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I take the food and I run hot water on it,
you're heating it up.
Simmer, right? It's a simmer. You're thinking of a rolling boil. So, yes, it's sin if I take hot water and try to heat something up versus laying it up by putting it in something that maintains it as best as possible, because nothing keeps it the whole time.
Right.
Right. But that tries to maintain its own heat.
Right.
You're creating heat. Right. No, but seed also says simmer or cook. Mm-hmm. All right. So I have another question. So it's sin. It's sin to run the hot water. Because how do you get hot water? You have a heating element,
yeah.
Right? So go back to heating.
Can I ask a question?
Go back to heating. There's one that said a device. Go ahead, read that.
A device or system for supplying heat.
Heat is supplied. Heat is supplied.
Mm.
Heat is supplied by your boiler to make the water hot,
right,
to then use that to try to heat, cook, bake
it was a
your
cooking
food.
Element.
It's a cooking element.
Right. So I got a question. What if you were to take some boiling water, put it in a thermos, and then pour it from the thermos onto the baby bottle on a Sabbath day?
Seething, because you're heating up the food.
Yes.
Even though it was already done prior.
You're heating up the food.
So then that would still be considered water.
Right. So this is the example I use for that.
Okay.
Let me ask the question.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask the person. I take hot water and dip a tea bag in it. Water that I've put in a thermos,
right.
Hot water, and I dip a tea bag in it.
Prior to the Sabbath or on the Sabbath?
On the Sabbath. So prior to the Sabbath, I put the warm water in
my
thermos.
It's still cooking because you're putting
it. And then I take the tea bag and put it in the thermos water.
Right.
Sin or no sin?
Sin.
Hold on. Let me see what everybody else says. I take the hot water that was in a thermos and throw a tea bag in it. Sin or no sin?
Nobody's answering.
No.
Sin. No, well, there's a little delay.
They're saying no. They're saying sin, no sin.
Oh, my answers aren't. Okay, no.
Make sure you're live. So
yeah,
it's mixed.
Live.
It's mixed.
Okay, no, which is fine. Okay, yep. Which is fine.
It's
okay, so it's sin. Because remember, if I'm applying the heat to the food,
Right.
That's cooking. Mm. If I'm maintaining the heat of something, that's laying up.
That's heavy.
If I'm applying the heat to something. Now.
Even if the heat was laid up.
Now, if I take my hot water.
Right.
I put it in my thermos.
Right.
I throw the tea bags in there before the Sabbath.
And right. Then let it sit.
And then just let it sit there.
No sin.
No sin.
No sin. I understand. It makes sense.
Just like what we do with coffee.
So look, let me put it real simple. This is what I'm saying. I understand the confusion.
Yes.
Because you're not focusing on the act of what the scripture says. Let's read that again about don't bake, don't seed, don't. Right?
The book of Exodus, chapter 16 and verse 23.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seethe that ye will seethe.
Bake, seethe, come on.
Today.
And that which remaineth over.
And that which remains over that you bake, that you seethe, that you cook, basically. Go ahead, come on.
Lay for you to be kept until the morning.
Lay it up. So when the act of applying the heat to food is the sin, not maintaining the heat.
Right.
So this is why the distinction, if I take hot water that's in a thermos and try to brew my coffee with the hot water, right? Now you can do instant with cold water. That's different, right? Because there's no heat involved.
Right.
But if I try to take hot water and then brew it, I'm cooking.
Right.
That's why he said the tea in the bag, you're making the tea bag start to cook. You're making that that tea inside the bag start to cook.
Right.
Same with coffee. You're starting to cook.
Right.
But if you make it before, right,
That's you already got it prepared. Right.
And earlier
you laid it up.
Earlier we read in the definition it was combining elements.
Combining the elements.
So once
right.
you take the tea bag, you put it with the hot water. Now you
thank you for bringing that out. Once yes. you're combining it. So once you take those two things and put them together, you're cooking.
Can
right?
I say one more thing about?
But let me be clear again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry.
So. Make your coffee before, brew your tea, because it's called brewing tea, no?
Right, right.
Right, that's another form of cooking, before, cook your food before,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever method you use to lay it up to retain that, so long as no heat is being created, because
mm-hmm.
you got these little things that you can plug in.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have this little mini crock pot thing that you could plug in when you get to work, and it warms the food all day.
Yes.
So when you go to do it. That is a heating element.
Right.
There are no heating elements in any of these things. And the action is applying the heat to the food. Mm-hmm. We're not to do that. Mm-hmm. Right. Because some people say, well, it's not cooking if I microwave it. I'm just warming it up. That's applying heat to the food.
Right.
Yes. Don't do that. Right. Mm-hmm. You don't do that. But retaining it, no sin.
Hey, can I say something about like, because I've also heard, Deacon, about showering.
Yeah,
right?
You could drink it cold, the coffee if you want, but there's also no sin in throwing it in the thermos.
All right. About showering and the heat of the water in showering, give me Exodus 13:21.
The book of Exodus, chapter 13 and verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way.
I'm sorry, hold on. No, you cannot use the hot water from the sink. We just kind of adjusted that a little earlier, Barbara. That's if you're applying it to something, if you're trying to heat, that's considered cooking. That's a sin. You cannot use the hot water.
Right.
In the beginning, I thought the hot water thing was okay, too.
Right.
No, you don't apply hot water.
Right.
All
right? Right. To cook. Right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Read what you were going to bring out.
And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people.
So when you read the scripture, the Most High had a pillar of fire by night to give us light and also to warm us up. So I've heard also about that you can't take hot showers. And that's nothing to do with
cooking. I heard people that won't shower.
Oh, on Sabbath day?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Wipe your ass, niggas.
Exactly. And that has nothing to do with cooking.
It has nothing to do. The law is on cooking
right.
on the Sabbath day.
Right.
The law is on cooking on the Sabbath day.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's
Can we read the scripture he mentioned earlier?
Yeah.
This is the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11 and verse 3.
Freedom!
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Go ahead.
So you mentioned it earlier, I think it's heavy, because the law is simple, it's regarding food. The laws were designed in simplicity, but it's when we make it complex to get what we want instead of what God wants.
Right. Hey, and sometimes what you want is exceeding.
Hmm.
I'm not talking about seeking them 10 times more, but trying to put burdens on people that don't exist in the scripture.
Right.
Like there was a doctrine. Where's the one about the eyebrows?
Oh.
It says for the dead.
Yeah, was that Leviticus?
Uh-huh.
The ways of the Egyptians.
No, Deuteronomy 14:1.
Oh, that's where it is.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14 and verse 1.
Misunderstood one. Go ahead, come on.
Ye are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead.
Right. So I had people, all of a sudden, they were not like trimming down their unibrows and stuff like that. And they were like, nah, man, I can't, because Deuteronomy 14:1 says, that's just for the dead, because it was a cuss. They're talking about that was a ritual that they did that for the dead, right? Mm-hmm. So, yes, you can trim and keep your eyebrows trimmed and all of that stuff like that, right?
Mm-mm.
No, you cannot apply the hot water. If you apply the heat to the food.
It's sin.
That's sin. If you retain the heat, there's no sin.
Mm.
Keep it that simple and just ask yourself that when you go through it, right? Ask yourself that when you go through
it. Applying heat
mm-hmm.
to the food.
Right.
On the Sabbath day. It's Sabbath. Okay. Am I applying heat to the food? Am I making it warmer or am I keeping it warm
right.
prior to the Sabbath
day? Yep. Don't apply heat to any food. That's it.
During the Sabbath, all right? Unless it's a feast day, you can cook on a feast day.
That's it.
All right? It's cooking or heating. That's the unlawful element of it. Not retaining heat. That's called laying it up.
Right, yes.
Right, right.
Yes.
That's called
that was
laying
the instructions
it up.
So, Deacon, for the brothers, we can have hot coffee that's laid up before Sabbath.
Yes.
On the Sabbath.
Right.
Because we laid it up.
We laid it up on the third.
You have folks visiting the school like, bro, y'all giving out hot coffee?
Right.
Listen.
Bruh.
It just don't feel right.
Right.
Hey, they almost rent their garments, you know, like the scriptures. Ah, and they put ashes
on their head and all of that stuff like that. Hey, and that shows you got to respect the person on you. Because if I'm here, it don't matter that I'm a deacon, and you think that that's sin, then you need to bring your cause.
Right.
You need to bring your cause.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is just saying, oh, okay. You're right.
They're in sin.
They're in sin.
Evil
right?
Surmising.
Go ahead, officer.
Hey, and if you don't bring it up, you essentially agree with it.
Right.
Like you following along. You're following a multitude.
Right. So now you're in sin because you think we're in sin and you're following a multitude into sin.
Mm. Right.
Damn. A lot of deep basics in the law that I think I've said this before, because we have so many teachers and the machine, the train, the nation is 20 plus years ahead. I'm talking about us as IUIC. It's more than that when you deal with the whole truth. I think we forget that there's people coming in on different stops
right. That
didn't get on in the beginning
right. And
didn't see all the scenery along the way.
Right.
And I think sometimes we forget. This is why when you guys do your Monday night law,
the basics.
There's more than enough on basics. Y'all should, that's like, if you're struggling for a topic on Monday law, you should be looking at scenarios. Scenarios are perfect. Bishop used to do scenarios for, man, I tell you, we used to study, then before we used to go out to camp, we used to study our ass off because we're like, damn, if he calls on me and I don't know what the hell I'm saying. And he would throw things in there and stuff like that, to try to
catch you off guard.
To try to catch you off guard and make you think about it. Right. So
yeah.
I know it seems like, oh, that's why I gave the example of the bottle, the tea.
Yeah.
He used to literally do things like that, like with marriage, for example. He'd be like, all right, this is what's going on. Tay Tay did this. He did that. He beat her up. He's locked up for life because she get divorced.
Mm.
And he's like, oh.
You got to do that to us.
And it's funny how you'll see how so much of you and what you think winds up coming in on something
right.
versus what the law says. We can only say what the law says. For example, there was something with like the hair, right? Like with the weaves and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us ever said it was sinful behavior. We just want sisters to appreciate their natural beauty.
Right.
But some people are trying to push that as a doctrine. Don't do that stuff.
Mm.
Right. That's something that you got to find within yourself to realize that you don't need those things, sister.
Right.
You don't need to put weaves and fake things in your hair. Learn how to deal with what God gave you. And find the beauty in that versus the standard of beauty that's in the world for those things, right? Now, don't be a fat ass and think that we're saying, well, fat is beautiful too. It's unhealthy, all right? Because some people say, well, then why don't that apply to that?
Right.
We're talking about what's naturally in it. You're not born fat, okay?
Yeah.
That's just lack of discipline along the way that gets you on that.
As Captain Shem would say, the day of the lard ass is done.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, damn, Sister T, that's unsafe. You're going to get all types of germs if the food is in your car. She talking about you can't leave your food in the car in AZ because it'll heat your car. It'll also get full of bacteria while you keep it in the car.
That's true. No, but that's true about heating up the food in the car because when I used to work in Texas, we would do that like foil and then we put it on the windshield and it was hot. And
right.
That's
right.
A form of
you're trying to heat it. You're using the sun to try to heat it.
Because there's no microwave around us. We're in the middle of the desert.
Right.
So, yeah.
No, you can't apply heat. Somebody keeps saying unthaw. You cannot apply heat during the Sabbath to food. That's why I say you want to keep it real simple. The easiest way I can say it is don't apply heat during the Sabbath to any food. Don't apply heat. Somebody said, what if I take a sandwich and I put it under my ass so that I can warm it up?
Well, how about it? You and
Wipe your ass,
sandwich.
what if I throw my grilled cheese on the radiator in my apartment?
Dang.
But I'm telling you, this is stuff that like we've heard before.
Really?
Right? And it's interesting. I know it sounds overly simple, but we got to talk about these things, because there's a lot of confusion in regard to them,
right?
And people kind of bug the hell out, right?
Yeah.
You got to be able to study the law. You got to read the law, right? This is why, give me that in Nehemiah where it says distinctly.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 8. They read in the book of the law of God. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly.
Right? This is why you got to read distinctly. I read and I said, look, it says cook, bake, kindle, seed.
Right.
Right? And then it says lay up. And you have to understand what lay up is versus the others, right? And all those other elements are applying the heat to the food. The best way to look at it is if you apply heat, whatever method, to the food.
You're cooking.
Right? You're generating heat from the sun, from the hot water, from your behind with the sandwich to get some heat in there. That's cooking. An ass sandwich. Someone said.
Damn! That is true.
All right. Right. No, and sometimes you think, oh, well, you know, because I see some people say, well, you know, I won't just mess with it. And that's fine if you're doing it as a choice.
Right.
But if you're going to do it because deep down you still think that it's wrong.
Then even that's a stumbling
then
block.
Then that's a stumbling block.
Mm-hmm. That's a stumbling block
right.
inside your mind.
You're not bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Right. You're not bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ. That's it.
That's you're laying up a yoke upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you shouldn't be doing that.
Right, exactly. Okay, all right. So hopefully y'all get a little
Somebody
had another question there, and I was going to say something.
Strong and wrong is always good. Like, I think we have a lot of brothers have shied
away
from
that. Someone
said,
I keep it on keep warm. Well, yeah, you're generating heat to keep the food warm. Now, if you're just keeping it on keep warm because, like we grew up and the heat wouldn't be strong enough, so we turned the oven on to warm the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're doing the ghetto heating and there's no food in the oven, then it's not a sin. Don't apply heat to food.
Mm-hmm. On the Sabbath day.
On the Sabbath day.
That's it. That is it.
Don't apply heat to food on the Sabbath
day. You know how heavy this is, though? Because basic instructions like this is what a lot of us ended up going through what we did in the wilderness when we had all of that bread that was falling from heaven, but some of us didn't follow the instructions that were given. Some of us got too much. Some of us kept it in the, you know what I mean? We didn't get rid of it. It's basic instructions, but we just didn't follow it.
Right. That's exactly what it is, right? That's why we read distinctly, right? That's why we read distinctly.
You want to answer that question?
Which one is that?
It says, yes, sir. So I got to, just to be clear, it's not a sin to try on a cute wig every once in a while.
I hope that somebody just being facetious right now. Oh, my goodness. No, that's cross-dressing. You're not supposed to put what pertaineth to. Now, if it's a man's wig, I guess you are right. I'm thinking wig, and I think female and feminine.
It's a sister.
Oh, it's a sister?
Yes.
No, there's no sin in that.
Just love yourself, too.
Just
though.
Love yourself.
Right. Love yourself. Think.
If I'm cooking and turn the stove eye off before the sun down, but leave the food on the stove, is it still cooking because heat is being applied?
Yeah, take it off the burner. Heat is being applied.
Yeah.
That's not really heat.
Right.
Now, if you leave it in that pot, which is metal, and it's not any heat, residual heat being applied to it, it don't matter where the heat is coming from. If it's heat being applied,
right.
Heat being applied, that's how you got to look at it. All right. That's how you
move it to an eye that you're not using.
Right. Right.
Where is it at? It's in a. It's a Beauty of the Heathen.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking for? I had another scripture I wanted to look for too, and I lost my thought. But you know what? I'm not knocking y'all. I mean, the serious questions are good questions. So. Oh man. That's crazy.
How long after the sun sets is it officially the Sabbath?
No, I don't look at these questions as trying to get around the law as much as just really trying to understand this stuff. I mean, you know, God tries the reins. I mean, we can see characteristics of spirits and what's there. And it's hard to see that through writing, you know. Like if somebody was here talking, I could see a little more and stuff like that if they're just trying to be slick. But
Right.
I mean, I gander some of the questions is people have been doing some things that they're just finding out are.
Right.
Just like we're showing some people that they've been avoiding some things that aren't sin.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few, I think, in the audience who just learned that they have been sinning.
Right.
By some of the things they've been doing, like the thawing meat. I think a lot of people might have been thawing that meat for after Sabbath, during the Sabbath, and thinking that day was good.
Yeah.
Right.
Sin.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you throw it in the fridge or on the counter, which is not that safe anyway, because different parts of the meat get warmer before the rest of it does. That's another topic, though, food safety and stuff like that. The warm-ass sandwich was something else. There was somebody who asked about that one time many years ago. The warm-ass sandwich.
Really?
Yeah.
Wipe your ass, niggas.
You should only clean or wash dishes to the point of whatever involves your preparation for food and stuff like that. So if you're going to sit there and try to do your whole sink of dishes, right? Because sometimes we're preparing for a feast day, right?
And
you might need to wash something as you go. Right?
Right.
Then, you know, but like I wouldn't make my bed. I wouldn't.
You in there doing busy work.
Right. You got to look at that, right? Because then what? So you just lay there all day, right? Because is it work to walk to the toilet? Is it walk to wash your ass?
Wash your ass.
You know what I'm saying? So as far as the dishes things, don't do more than you have to, right?
It's the spirit behind it. It says the word of God discerneth the thoughts and the intents of men. Mm-hmm. What are your intentions?
Right.
They're trying to do a decree on the Sabbath.
It's a day of rest. You're trying to get around resting.
Right. So let's say you're making some of your iced coffee because you don't want to use warm coffee because you're still on the fence about that, even though things are broken down. And you spill some of your coffee and cream on the floor. Should you leave it there until after the Sabbath because you're afraid you're going to freaking
break the Sabbath?
The roaches multiply.
Do you put
Sunday
that much thought into when you lie?
Ooh.
Do you put that much? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, let's put things in perspective, right? Get me that about strain at a gnat and
swallow a camel,
right? Once it's dark, yes. Once the sky is dark, that's the Sabbath, right? Not sunset, dark. Dark. I guess we're talking about, which is fine. I guess we're spending a lot of time on dealing with basic stuff with the law.
This
is great. I mean, listen, it's never wrong to ask for clarity on these things.
Right.
I know Deacon Asaph typically takes questions every Friday Night Raw.
Yes. Yep.
Maybe once in a while we got to do stuff like that and take some questions on some basics. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like I was saying, Deacon, I think we forget when I first came in, you guys would always say strong and wrong because then you'll learn and you'll get the answer.
What about ironing on the Sabbath? Not a sin. Is there scripture?
Yes, right.
Are you ironing your whole laundry or you're ironing your camp pants and your shirt?
Or do you have the iron sitting on a sandwich?
Now, should you do it before? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't get to?
Right.
I mean, you know, the reality is, again, what you went back to. What's your spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your spirit?
Right. I was saying, Deacon, about the strong and wrong, and we have kind of swayed from that and people, brothers and sisters, I think are
Not necessarily, Sis Pamela. I'm sorry, officer. You can say what you're going to say.
Yes, sir.
Because some classes don't go over these basic stuff. That's the point I was making earlier. A lot of times, because there's so much knowledge coming out, I think sometimes we forget these smaller things. Now, I will say this. If your local congregation has a weekday class where they go over that type of stuff, like we do here, we have the Monday Night Law where the officers of 20 and 50 teach basic stuff in the scriptures, okay, then those are things that people should get to, right? And you should go to and stuff like that, right? Because we're having this discussion about food and stuff like that, but what about what the scripture says when you're among the indiscreet, be mindful of the time,
right?
And it talks about redeeming that time,
right?
Mm-hmm. But you're still in the midst of wanting to fellowship with unbelievers and worldly people. And I'm not saying you cut them off entirely, but what is your necessity to do so? They're not family and it's just some friends or whatever, right? You know, you got to look at what's in perspective. And that's why I used to think about, do you give this much credence when you're lying or dealing falsely, right?
Right.
When you say you're sick and it's really just that you don't really feel up to coming to the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, you know, like you got to really put all these things in perspective, right? You know? So I'll read that, what I tell you to read.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 23 and verse 20.
You should not sew fringes on the Sabbath. Like, that's something you should you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
And you, Deacon, you think about a lot of the laws for Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
It's all to get us in the mindset to be prepared.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is. That's why he says 6 days shall not work. Can we read that real quick, part? And then I want you to don't lose what I got over here about straining the net. Right?
The book of Exodus, chapter 20. And verse 9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work.
All thy work. That don't just mean your job.
Right.
That means all your work. You really should be doing everything in advance. Right? Go ahead. Come on.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
In it thou shalt not do any work,
uh-huh.
thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy uh-huh. manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Right. Give me Leviticus 23 and 25.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, you gotta have a mindset of, you know, could you have prepared yourself?
Right.
Should you have prepared yourself?
Right.
Right? I'm just going to tell you what the law says, okay?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23 and verse 25. Ye shall do no servile work therein,
uh-huh.
but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Right. So this is dealing with this particular feast day, but it says you should do no servile work. Let's get the definition of servile. Servile.
Yeah, you're spelling it horrible.
Oh, what's my God. Were you typing that?
No, sir.
On?
No. Hey, what?
S-E-R-V-I-L-E. Damn, he put vial like a vial of water.
Oh, snap.
No.
That was horrible.
No. That's not. How come dictionary came off? Just put servile and then put definition. Please.
Yes. Servile definition.
And just on a side note, I only misspell because of autocorrect. It tries to anticipate what.
No, that's not. Actually, autocorrect. It's called autocorrect.
Okay. Read the first one. All right.
Servile. Having or showing an excessive willingness to serve or please others.
Right. So the thing here is being excessive. Servile work, right, is dealing with excessive, right? You're doing too much, right? Remember, the scripture said, do all thy work beforehand, right? Read the second one now so you can kind of get a little more understanding.
Two, of or characteristic of a slave or slaves.
Uh-huh. So if you are doing, right, because if you're slaving.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Don't be doing all your laundry on the Sabbath day. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think of where your mind is and all these things, right? If you could do it before, you should do it before.
Right.
You should do it before. No, you should not be cleaning your whole house, washing your toilets. I gave the example of something, just enough for what, because think about it. Sometimes they might have been, you know, preparing the food that they laid up.
Right.
Should you not, you know.
Make dinner?
Right. No, should you not, like. Kind of like something spills, you're saying just leave
oh,
it there?
Just, yeah, clean it,
right. So it's like we kind of, and that's like the same people like when we're in camp. And again, I'm being fair to your questions, but just to show you, like, you got to examine where your spirit is behind these things and what
right.
the law says, right?
Right.
I got to be careful that I don't get pulled into that thing and I'm saying stuff and you say deacon said, right?
Right.
I'm trying to show you just what the law says, right?
Right
we all
right.
should be careful in that. When we were at camp, when we talk about keeping the Sabbath day, and we start giving those laws, people say, well, what are you doing here teaching?
Right.
And now we got to explain to them that that's not work, that that's what, that you know, you read that in Isaiah 58, the scriptures that talk about go to the hedges and highways, how Christ, I like to go where it says Christ on the Sabbath day is taught in the synagogues,
yes.
right? So, you know, and they're saying it in Kent because they're trying to scoff, you know,
yes.
well, you're working here. Right? Not the same thing. That's why Christ had to define to these people, if your ass gets stuck in a ditch and it's your only act, can we get that one real
yes.
quick too? And then don't let me get about strain at a gnat, all right?
Gotcha.
Because this is going to answer all these questions that we're still dealing with about can I do this on the Sabbath? Can I do that? All right? We read the law says, do all your work 6 days, right? Come on.
27. Mark 2 and 27.
The book of Mark, chapter 2.
I'm sorry.
I guess this turn. I might not even get into the China thing now. And then I hate that because the title's different.
Mark 2 and
24. What time did we start?
I'm posting up some new titles now.
Okay.
We're going to have to change this one.
But this is good, Deacon.
No, I'm glad. Hey, and listen, I really appreciate the interaction from y'all. And I guess that's the spirit that this was needed because something was in me today to talk about that part of it. You know, maybe next week. No, next. Is there a feast day next week?
No, it's
no.
this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
It's tomorrow.
It's Thursday. No, it's Thursday.
Thursday.
That's why. See, I was going to go into some stuff today with
right.
Deuteronomy 33 and Lost Tribes and Promised Lands and Moab taking over and all that stuff. And I know people like this stuff, right? I know
yeah.
people like this stuff.
It's provocative.
Right? This is good. It's nourishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what we're talking about today obviously is needed.
Right.
So if y'all still got more questions, I'm not going to switch gears and start this because I hate cutting.
Right.
I like to do it all to the beginning. Lord's will, next week, life last, I can go over some of this stuff next week. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, we'll continue to talk about just a few lighter things in this regard, okay? And then next week I'll go over some of the stuff that I had planned to go over today. All right?
Matthew?
The book of Luke, chapter 14 and verse 25. Uh-huh. Oh, I just had it. 14 verse 5.
Uh-huh.
And he answered them, saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day?
Uh-huh.
And they could not answer him again to these things.
Right. Where's the one they were taking corn? Is that a little further up from that one?
No. Well, yes. Mark chapter 2, verse 23.
Right. Give me that one, too. Just to show you how they also came with these types. I'm not saying y'all have that spirit, but this is what the Pharisees were coming to try to trip them up, to show you that they couldn't even really comprehend some of what they were saying, because they were getting on people.
Yes.
That's a pharisaical spirit, and saying, oh, why are you doing it? Because if you can't kind of get your mind around what servile work, excessive, and all of that, this is why I'm saying it's not to find fault with y'all, but maybe y'all need to kind of, I'm going to give you what the law says. I gave some examples occasionally, but if it starts getting too granular, right? Like, for example, the scripture says marriage is honorable in the bedroom undefiled.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come to me asking which sexual acts are lawful.
Stop it.
Lawful,
get
right?
some help.
You know, within the context of the law, other laws are not voided in that.
Right.
So, no, you can't cross-dress. I'm just giving one example. So if you like to dress like a woman and you like your wife to dress like a man, you cannot do that.
Right.
All right? Because why? Now you're breaking the law of putting on a tire, right?
You're breaking one law to try to
right,
justify.
Right,
right.
Now, don't go crazy with that, because then people start – see, this is why I don't get into it. Then people ask about fellatio. Then people ask about
right.
anal and all these other things. You just wrap your mind around, let's say, marriage is – the bedroom's undefiled.
Right.
All
right? Right.
And you – verse yourself on enough laws to know what you should and shouldn't be able to do in that regard. Because if we say anything more than that, people presume license to sin.
Right.
And they say this. That's how this thing came up with the damn thermos.
Right.
And people think that we were saying something that we didn't.
Right.
Right?
Hey, David, if I can get your charger, I forgot it. Anyway, hey. You rang?
Yes.
I was going to say, to your point with, you know, circling around to the basics, you got some people whose first Passover is coming up. And, you know, it says, you know, we're purging out the leaven, the
uh-huh.
physical and the spiritual.
Uh-huh.
So they could be, you know, look at this as an opportunity to get prepared for that, too.
Because,
uh-huh. you know, obviously some people are still dealing with some stuff.
Yeah.
But these questions
and that's what I'm saying.
Up.
This is great. I feel like it was needed.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because coming into the show today, I had an idea of what I wanted to cover that we didn't last week.
Right.
But I was feeling very unprepared today.
Mm.
And normally I don't really have a whole – I usually just have kind of thoughts. Now, I've told you this. Very rarely do I come with – sometimes
right,
I do.
Right.
And we just kind of flow. But it's weird because today I was feeling unprepared, and I just feel like at this point, based on everything that we're speaking about, maybe that's why. And the
it's
Lord
me.
Wanted us to address things like this.
Right.
Right? And I took it as an opportunity, and I said I was just going to touch on this one thing because I've done classes on it. People have done other things on it. Somebody asked about the mixed fabrics.
Right.
I did a class on that. Bishop Kanai gave a class on that.
Oh, Bishop Kanai went heavy
he
on
went,
that.
He went deep into the essence of what it really was.
Yes.
I can give the short understanding of that for people if they want to. But, and maybe I will, since we'll have a little time after we address some of these things that we're here. But not everybody is so, we can't presume with all the amount of classes that we have that people are finding the right thing.
Right.
Especially that, you know, everybody has like kind of their niche, right? Remember, the Most High is putting
where
so
he,
within people being evangelists and teachers and prophets,
mm-hmm.
he also puts on the spirit, just like Peter had one ministry and Paul had another.
Right.
Right. For certain teachers to teach certain types of things. So we have a lot of radio shows that cover current events,
mm-hmm.
like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good because that should be spoken about. Right.
Right. Right.
We kind of do that sometimes, but that's not our thing. We
right.
cover a broader array of topics here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lately, we were banging on the marriage and the – ever since I did the proving class, it seems like we went on this trail of stuff like that.
Right.
But prior to that, I did a stretch where we were doing a lot of history, right? And we also mixed in current events. So everybody has their thing. So what my point being, when you bring that full circle, we can't presume that because there's a bunch of classes that everybody knows what to look for
mm.
and what to watch,
right,
and what to study. This is why the reading is always so important as your foundation of your studies. And we say study, and people think that means class, right? There's no substitute for your reading.
Mm.
There is no substitute. There's no cliff notes. There's no class that's going to give you the sense the way. Because how do you know the Lord's dealing with you?
Right. Except you read.
How do you know Psalms 111 and 10 and the progression in that, which goes with Sirach 39 in more nuanced detail
that's
of what
right.
that is. Sirach 39
yes, I remember.
Gives you
the step-by-step
the step-by-step of Psalms 111 and 10.
Right.
And how can you know that if you don't read?
Mm-hmm.
So the reading for your own self is the foundation of everything
mm.
versus, right, the whole let me just watch a bunch of classes and things like that.
Right.
So I say all that to say this is good stuff that it came out this way, and I guess it was needed for this stuff.
Right,
right. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
You got the book of Mark, chapter 2,
verse
23. And verse 23.
Freedom!
It came to pass that he went through the corn fields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, Have ye never read that what David did when he had need and was in hunger, he and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath.
Right. So now, what's the key verse in this that he said? What's the key verse in here that he said?
Have you not read?
Nope. It was earlier in the verse.
Oh, okay.
This is all I'm going to say about all the Sabbath questions
and what you can and can't
do on the Sabbath. I gave you the example of the ox
right.
and what he told them. If it's your only ox and that thing's in a ditch,
mm-hmm.
you're going to say, this is my way to eat, feed myself, whatever, and I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to pull this out because you're saying that's working.
Right.
Right? Because we're getting all the different – like I said, I don't want to sit here and go line by line and say yes, no, right? You need to be able to I'm going to give you the sense. I'm going to go distinctly. I'm going to give you the sense. You need to be able to know, going back to what you said, Officer Tobias, in your spirit, what are you really trying to accomplish with the questions that you're asking?
Right.
Right?
Mm.
And where you need to be with that. Because I don't want somebody to say, well, because people are always going to exceed. I've said this before in a different way. If you go to a job and they say, you say, what does a job pay? And they say 50 to 75. What are you thinking?
75. Give me the bread.
Right?
Right.
And when they offer you 55 or 60, now you're disappointed.
Disappointed,
right?
Yeah.
There is no answer I can give you that will be satisfactory to you about your ironing, about your washing this, about
Fringing.
Your cleaning that, so on and so forth, other than what I could give you for the law.
Right.
But to give you a little bit of understanding, them who have ears can hear. We gave the example of the ox. Let's read that again because I said a lot in between that. Let's get back to the sense. Read the ox and then come back to what you just read here about the corn.
Luke 14.
Listen good, brothers and sisters.
The book
Listen
of
good.
Luke, chapter 14 and verse 5.
Freedom!
Them, saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day?
Mm-hmm.
And they could not answer him again to these things.
Right. So he said, which of you who have an ass would not pull him out because it's the Sabbath day?
Right.
That gives you one idea of it. He doesn't say it plainly here, but he says it plainly when we read what we just read about the corn. Go ahead, come on.
That was Luke 14.
Uh-huh.
No, Mark 2:23.
Uh-huh. The book of St. Mark, chapter 2, verse 23.
Freedom!
It came to pass that he went through the corn fields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, Have you never read what David did?
Why does he say it's not lawful?
That which is not lawful.
Should you have harvested your crops on the Sabbath day?
No.
No.
Because that was a form of their occupation in those times.
Nope.
No?
No. If you had a field, would it be lawful to harvest the field on the Sabbath day?
No.
Okay. Keep reading.
It's not.
Verse 25.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto them, Have ye never read what David did
uh-huh.
when he had need and was an hungered, he and they that were with
him? The key word is when he had need when he had need. Just like if your ox, and it's your only ox that fell in there, you had need, right?
Yes.
If it's a must, if it's a necessity. This is why I said, should you sew fringes on this? Hell no. Do you need to wear fringes if you come here? Do you have nothing else that have fringes?
Right.
Then you determine if you should sew your fringe so that you can keep that law, right?
Right.
But you shouldn't be breaking one law to keep another.
Mm.
It goes into necessity versus you doing it. Because a lot of times, give me that in Isaiah about your pleasures.
Yes, sir.
Because people think that means sex, video games, television, right? He said, when he spoke about the ox, he didn't say need, but he said, if this was your only ox, would you not pull it out? And then when he got to the corn, they were not plucking the corn to harvest.
Right, right. Right.
They were plucking to eat because they had nothing to eat.
Right.
And the Pharisees, in being not fully understanding and also trying to trip them up, were saying, look, you're breaking the law because you're harvesting corn. They weren't trying to harvest the whole field.
Right.
They had need and they were hungered because they were out there ministering. So he grabbed some corn. He didn't cook it. He didn't heat it. Right? He didn't do any of those other things to break the law. He grabbed the corn so that they can eat some corn so that they can continue doing what they got to do.
That's heavy.
Right? He said if they had need, if they had need, David had need. You weren't supposed to eat what was in there on the showbread.
Right, right.
But he had need.
Right.
He was a hunger near to death. So what he's telling you is that you got to put that in perspective. And when he says man was made for the Sabbath was made for man and not man. Wait, how does he say it again? I always get it twisted. Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
Yes, sir.
Is that he's letting you know that don't be trying to OD and understanding the application of these laws. He made it for us to be a day of rest.
Right.
He told you 6 days, do all thy work and prepare. But don't get so crazy that you don't think you can wash your behind, that you can't, that, you know, people think they can't eat. People think they can't, like, well, we brought out with the coffee and laying up and all this other stuff like that, right?
You put burdens on yourself you can't bear.
You put burdens on yourself that you can't bear. You said that perfectly. Thank you. Don't put burdens on yourself that you can't bear, all right? So he was saying he had need. The key term is need, right? What were you going to bring up?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 13. Uh-huh. Thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath,
uh-huh.
from doing thy pleasure on my holy day,
uh-huh.
and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him. Not
call the Sabbath a delight, meaning that your zeal, it should be a happiness, the same way you look forward to Friday when you're getting off of work,
right?
That's the same way you should look forward to the Sabbath, right? Mm. And that should be your heart. That should be your pleasure. Go ahead. Come on.
Not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure.
Right. That's not talk. Because some people said that means you can't have sex. That means I can't play chess. I can't watch TV. I can't listen to music or whatever it is. The pleasure was the buying and selling, was the buying and selling, was the own ways of the work that we wanted to do, right? Some of you are obsessive about being clean, right?
Right.
So it bugs you out to see the dishes in the sink, right?
Clean freaks.
So guess what? Wash as you go then, and don't leave no damn dishes in the sink. If you like your Sabbath to be uncluttered,
right?
Then get rid of it before,
right?
Well, if you got a dishwasher, throw them, don't turn it on, but throw them in there so that they're out of sight.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's it.
Right? The Sabbath. So the thing is, some of us are so compelled. This is what he means when he says the Sabbath. What is part of what he means? It's a lot deeper when he says the Sabbath and Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath. I'm not going to get into that today. But it was what was the way you said it? You said it just right. I don't want to change it.
Don't put burdens on yourself that you can't bear.
Don't put burdens on yourself that you can't bear, but keep the law.
Right.
But keep the law, right?
Yeah. Can I grab a script?
Mm-hmm.
Get Proverbs real quick, 21.
Can you help others on the Sabbath moving? No, that's work.
Right.
You shouldn't move on the Sabbath.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. What happens if you're getting kicked out, and if you don't move your stuff out of there, you're going to lose all your stuff on the Sabbath day?
Do you have need?
There's the answer.
That's it.
There is the answer. Do you have need?
Right.
Do you have need? That's what it boils down to. Do you have need, right?
Proverbs 21 and 31.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 21, verse 31.
Freedom!
The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord.
So that's what it comes down to. The horse is prepared unto the day of battle. God said that he left these the nations behind to prepare us for a mind of war, right? God is a man of war. We got to be prepared. Everything about what we do is to prepare ourselves. Get Sirach 2 and 1 real quick. It says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle. Before it goes into the day of battle, he's already trained. He's ready. He's got everything that he needs. It's the same with us. Before we go into the Sabbath, we should do everything within our powers to be prepared to be able to put the Lord first because it's his day of rest, right?
Wait, I'm sorry. Don't lose your point.
Yes, sir.
He said, your nephew told you can't walk your dog.
He has to be walked and pooped.
What scripture can he give you that you can't walk your dog?
You know what that is? That's the Jewish shit.
Yes.
The elevator button.
That is that. That's what that boils down to. I think I've told the story before where this is prior to the truth where Deacon Isaac lived in Brooklyn, a part where there was a lot of Jewish. And remember, he was driving down the street one day and this Jewish guy like flagged him down, like jumped in front of his car, right? And he was like, I need you to do me a big favor and all that stuff like that. And when he went up there, he wanted him to turn off the hot plate that they had.
God.
Or the stove. Because they have in their Talmud.
Yes.
They have in their Talmud, right? Or is
yes.
it the Tanakh?
No, Talmud.
The Talmud. They have in their Talmud that you can't push buttons and you can't do it. Like they even have devices in their buildings. For example, they have it written that you can't push a button. So if they're in a building with an elevator, what they have is all the buttons pushed, and there's a device that you unpush it, but somehow it resets. It's wild, bro. They have phones that, like, you don't dial.
Right.
Because in there, they say you can't dial a phone. That's another reason you know they not the people
either. Everybody got rotary
right,
phones.
Right, that they got, they all pumped out and stuff like that.
No, that's you're pushing and you're turning, bro. You can't do that. Right. Oh, that's Talmudic. What the hell is it? No, but that's what it is. A lot of, like, a lot of stuff that, not everything that we're hearing tonight, right. But some stuff like that, that's some Jewish shit.
Right, that's some Jewish stuff. Jewish fables. Yes. Hey, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, Kina, by Israel. Yes, do you have need, but also examine the spirit, because some people, right? Like, for example, I think a sister gave an example. They ran out of gas on the double Sabbath, right? They filled up so they can make the feast and get home and then to prepare in the future because they live very far. They would have to fill on doubles. There's no way if they're coming to keep it. They pre-get the gas in cans for that purpose,
right?
For that. That's some terrible mileage on your vehicle, by the way, sis. But you should be able to go to. But I get it. I know this particular sister lives very far.
Yeah.
So they need to fill up. So what do? So if you're just irresponsible, and you haven't built the discipline to find joy in the Sabbath, which means you prepare yourself to keep it the right way,
right.
And you're always winding up in a situation where you got to compromise the laws, mm-hmm. That's not need. That's negligence.
Yes.
That's incontinence. Right?
You're right.
Go ahead.
The scriptures say a prudent man will foresee the evil, right? So prudent basically means somebody that's prudent is going to prepare ahead of time. Like Officer Tobias just brought on in Proverbs 21:31, the horse is prepared for battle. So, you know, we got to be prepared in that sense as well.
Yeah. 6 days, the scripture says, 6 days shall you do all your work. And on the seventh day, it's a seventh day of rest. We can do our stuff what we got to do six days.
Well, check it out. This is how people bug out. I'm sorry. You want to finish your point and then I'll go to where I was going to go. Finish your point.
2 Timothy, real quick.
Remind me something about the 6 days. I'm going to say something about that.
Yes, sir. 2:21.
This is very good, bro.
It's heavy. The whole, and you think about it, right? We say our Father which art in heaven. God is always teaching us, right? And we're in this life to learn. One of the biggest things that he teaches us is to be prepared and into a mind where we can foresee, we can have vision like he had vision. When he started to do something, he saw the end from the beginning. He was well thought out. It was with intent. It's the same with us. What intentions are we moving through life with? And are we actually moving as what God created us to be, leaders and gods? And are we in a position where we're able to manage what's in our responsibility, right? Go ahead and read that real quick.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
Yes, sir.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. If a man, therefore, purge himself from these.
And you can read up. It's going into those vessels that were fitted to honor and those to dishonor. Those that were of gold and those that were of wood. Read.
He shall be a vessel unto honor.
Read.
Sanctified and meat for the master's use.
If you go through the process of learning how to conform your life to God's laws, then at that point, you're going to be able to be sanctified. God can clean you up, and then you're ready to be used by God. Read.
And prepared.
And what?
Prepared.
And prepared. God's whole purpose is to prepare us unto what?
Unto every good work.
Unto every good work. So that when we go through being built up to where now we can be husbands, wives, we can be leaders in the congregation. We know how to be able to give every man an answer seasoned with salt. We've gone through the experience. You understand the law and the application thereof. It's also we can be prepared unto every good work. It's all about preparation.
What were you going to say about the...
I wanted to say about the 6 days, so I'll give you another example. And get me to strain at a gnat, because
yes,
this is a good example for it,
hey,
right?
Can I turn on the fan a little more?
Turn it off. I'm a little cold. My
Me
feet
too.
Are cold. All right. Okay. Wow. Check this out now. Check this out. Hey, and if paper plates is what helps you, then do the paper plates, right? But if it doesn't, what's wrong with just having a couple dishes? I mean, if you're congregating, you're not even going to see the dishes, like your breakfast dishes and
right.
stuff like that, right? Like, I mean, what's the big deal?
Single
you
brothers do
saying?
It all the time.
Right. Yeah, the problem is that you just don't have good habits and you let the dishes build up all week and then
right.
come Friday, right?
And then you want to do
if
it.
If you would be clean during the week.
You'd be all right.
Fight
be
your
all right.
ass, nigga.
We had a brother one time that was mad at another brother because he only worked like 3 days a week.
Mm.
And he said, you have to work 6 days.
Mm.
Oh.
Hell no.
Read that again in Exodus about 6 days, and then I'll read this.
The book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 9.
6 days
shalt thou labor and do all thy work.
6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Come on.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
Right. Uh-huh. So he took that to mean that you must work 6 days a week.
Mm.
Okay.
And was mad at another brother because he didn't work 6 days a week.
Mm.
More like jealous.
Right, more like jealous because of that. Now get
yeah.
what I said about Strina, isn't it? Mandatory OT, right.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 23 and verse 24.
Freedom.
Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel.
Right. So that's straining at a gnat, that's swallowing a camel because you're not reading distinctly in the law, mm-hmm. right? And through the process of application in the law, right, you'll be able to see what it really says about these things. And then when you are sincerely unsure, then these questions should be asked. I mean,
right.
many of you have congregated. And again, it's not to knock you here. That's fine. It came out here. I know sometimes the flow of things doesn't allow for questions all the time
right.
and things like that. But,
right.
I mean, you know, a lot of schools have circles. And a lot of times we're in the circle. But if you wonder what to talk about in circles, sometimes maybe this is some of the topics that you can deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised how many people have hang-ups in them. We just had a thing recently with the offices where I had to refocus on what was modest and what wasn't.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was edifying.
Right.
It was very edifying.
Right.
And you know what? I think during those times, it's like, okay, it's I don't want to say it's like a wake up, but
uh-huh.
it's like a refresher.
Uh-huh.
It's a refresher of like, uh-huh. okay, hey, bro, you know, like you always get on me, like you like the prophecy, but remember the basics. Oh,
right.
shit, that's right.
Right.
Okay. And it was good.
I'll give you another one. I'm not going to get too heavy into it because the sisters will get up and on. But one of my pet peeves is the head cover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right?
oh,
and you
don't
got,
go
and
there
you,
with
and
the
you,
deacon.
And you got some schools that's like, yo, you got to cover your eyebrows.
Right.
Right. And then you got others that say no hair can show.
Right.
Right. And my example then is, what if the sister's hairline starts back here?
Oh, snap.
She ain't got a forehead, but she got a forehead.
Right. If it's about her hair being covered and no strands of hair being out.
Right.
What if her hairline start up here?
Right, right.
And she puts her head wrap from back here. Is her head covered or no?
Yeah.
No.
It's not covered, right?
Right.
But then some people want it all the way down here.
Right.
Right? I had to literally break out the anatomy of the head.
Yes, you did.
Everybody in Phoenix knows what a crown is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Right.
No, it's because you have brothers talking about we can't see the hair.
Right.
Right.
And they
don't say that.
Right.
They don't say that.
Hey,
and that's people put in their own bias. I'll tell you another one. A sister got a modest outfit, but her shoulders might be showing a little. Brother's all bugging out that she's a modest because her shoulder's showing a little bit.
Mm.
Brother, if you cannot contain yourself because you see a sister's shoulder,
right?
Shame on you. And I'm not talking about a sexy, provocative thing, immodest,
right?
Right? You know, like maybe just a little bit of, and people bugging out over that stuff. Mm-hmm. But then others, the whole outline of the tit all the way down and around is showing that sideways it looks like the letter D
or P.
Or P, saying that that's modest.
Right.
Right? It don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make sense. So, you know, I just, I got these things, and, you know, a lot of things, I just don't got time for it. You know, like, you should know where your spirit is at and all that stuff to understand that stuff. But I tell you, some people's extra. Some people's extra, and then they want to put their extra on people.
I was talking about that earlier.
Right? And that goes under, like, burdens and things like that, that they're trying to make people, right?
It's the same spirit the Pharisees were in.
Yep. Yeah, it's wild, right? It's the same type of spirit, right? Like, look at how they just got on Christ for two things, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, right. There's another example. We had he was in leadership years back, and he was bugging out because sisters was wearing high heels.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, blah, 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 sister, that's it.
I remember Bishop.
Right, Bishop had to blast him. He said, bro, what's wrong with you? The high heels
Stop
make
it.
You feel away? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The high heels make you feel it. Well, I'll tell you, some of you brothers would want to have these sisters in burkas. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
The burka. Can you put up the
what
burka?
What is that?
That's the Arab thing.
Oh, so Tobias, can you spell that, please?
Uh-huh.
Spell you being it. Smart right now?
Burka. B-U-R-K-A.
Hold on. Let me see if
B-U-E. Oh, he was already putting B-E-R-K.
Burka. Right?
Did he spell it right?
Burka.
Some brothers want sisters to be in burkas, bro.
Right there. There it is. Burka.
Right? They want that. That's how some of the schools be. Look, just cut some eyelets out in the shit.
Yeah. Hey, go back to there's like a hijab. There's three different types. Go back. Go down. No, not that one. There's another one that I like better. Go down.
Yes.
The one on the left.
A princess court. I will cover before we're done.
I'm sorry.
Very briefly.
Bottom right.
I was trying to look for a different scripture on it.
Hijab, niqab.
No, so go to the definition.
It's a cute.
Like, if you go back, not to images, like, go to all, and you put burqa, it explains. Read the definition.
Burqa, a long, loose garment covering the whole body from head to feet.
That means you don't even see the shoes.
Right. Worn in public by many Muslim women.
Head to feet. All right, some of y'all is bugging, and you think it got to be head to feet. Oh, my goodness. Yo, I know it's the same sound and the same volume, but sometimes I feel like he hitting a real bell and he hitting it harder.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he really want to talk.
Like, right after you finish your sentence.
Oh, Seth, go ahead. What you got to say, officer?
Hey, and they know damn well they don't trust nobody that wear that either.
Right.
They be looking
and
at people
sideways.
That's
what I'm saying. Now, look, I'm being exaggerative. I don't think I've come across anybody that want their wives or the sisters to wear that, but some people go extra, man. You go into extra mile on some stuff.
And it's truth.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to. The part of me that likes to throw jabs want to say one brother's name in particular, but I ain't gonna say it. Because then he'll call me up and be like, "Hey, Deep man, you really think I got a problem?" Yes, I do think you got a problem with, but I ain't gonna say your name on it right now. All right.
Hey, they want to see if you can really go
okay,
about the fabric.
So let's get the one about the fabric.
Deuteronomy.
I'm trying to. I always forget where I put the precepts for it. There's one where it talks about the difference between the Roebuck.
Deuteronomy 22.
Yep.
And Bishop Kanai did an excellent breakdown 13. Of it, even more detailed than precepts. I've ever done. Where I think I know the word for it. Right. Hold on. Before you read that. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
No, I want to do a Boolean search. That's the one I want.
Hey, brothers and sisters. Well, we are going through these basic stuff, which is very good. Understand. Oh, I'm sorry. Remember, IUIC.
Okay.
Fundraising at Israel United.
All right,
Federal.
So get the law on diverse fabrics,
mm-hmm.
and then also get me Leviticus 19:19. Oh, that is in there. Sorry. There's another one where it talks about...
yes.
About the seed.
Yes. It's above. It's above in Deuteronomy 14.
Is it above it? Okay. Get it ready. But let's start with the law.
Okay.
Let me talk about this real quick.
The book of Deuteronomy.
And then, hey, it was the class I did at Tabernacles, something about something in the wilderness. on the last, not the one we did in Phoenix, the one we did in California. Let's get that link ready to post for them. If you don't want to watch that whole class, like the first 30, 45 minutes, I go over some basic laws. This is the one we did the last time we were in Baker.
Yes.
Right? And that's where I spoke about it, right? Go ahead.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22 and verse 12. Thou shalt make thee friend, or verse 11. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together.
Okay, right. So we have that one. Well, let me get the one in Leviticus 19. You can bring the other precepts, but Leviticus 19:19 explains it.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19 and verse 19.
Read Deuteronomy 22 again.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22 and verse 11. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together.
Right? You shall not wear a garment of diverse sorts as of woolen and linen together. Right? Go ahead. Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 19.
Stop. Hold on. Kanah, that's wild. You cannot eat cereal because of the mixed grains. It's talking about when you're sowing the field.
Wait.
Or like genetically splicing, you know what I'm saying? Like different seeds.
Right.
Right. It's not talking about cereal. So then you can't eat mixed nuts then.
Damn.
You can't eat a wild rice blend.
Right.
Because it's different rices then. Right. You can't do a cake or any type of masa or dough that has a mix of different wheats then either.
Mm.
Right. You can't do a multigrain bread then under that logic. You can't do... Wow.
Bishop Kanai did a whole class on Deuteronomy 22.
Right. Right. But he did one not too long ago, like maybe a couple years ago.
Right.
Yes.
This was recent.
And it was a two-parter, and it was phenomenal. He went in great detail on
right.
this, right? He's very good. Like, that's something I learned from him in explaining certain aspects. Like, you know, I gave a class on atonement. I give a class on tabernacles, mm-hmm. right? I picked up a bunch from him in regards to that because he also likes to kind of go deep into the law.
Right.
So that we can get the sense on that stuff.
Why?
And that's not, something like, that I feel very compelled to do a lot as well. Like when I break down a law, I try to really make it plain for us so we understand behind it. If there's a why we do it, I bring it. But sometimes there's no why. It's just because God said.
Right.
Like, for example, somebody earlier posted that somebody was saying that a relative of her was saying that you can eat oysters and mussels because they're not ocean cleaners. But the law doesn't say don't eat those things because they're ocean cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
He just says don't eat them because to you, Israelites, they're unclean.
That's right.
To you, Israelites, they're unclean.
Mm-hmm.
To the other nations, they're not. But to you, Israelites, they're unclean. He never says why.
Right.
You know how people say the swine is dirty? That's
right.
Fine. It's dirty. It has all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not why the scripture says don't eat the swine.
So don't
it
eat.
Tells you why don't eat it.
Right.
Because it don't chew the cud.
Mm-hmm.
Though it be cloven-footed, it don't chew the cud.
It's unclean
That's
to
it.
You.
It's unclean to you. That's it.
Right.
Sometimes there's no more behind it.
Mm.
Right? And that goes into something that I was talking about with Captain Abiyo while he visited recently. But let me go to this in Leviticus 19 and 19. So we read in Deuteronomy 22:11 about the diverse kinds. Right? I'm glad you got it up. He posted the link. The class was called Growing in the Wilderness. I went over a variety of topics, but it's in the beginning.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it's like the first 30, 40 minutes.
Yes.
I touched a variety of I touched the cooking, and I also touched the mixed garments. I'm going to give you the very short version tonight, okay? I'm going to give you the very short version tonight. Right. Oysters don't have fin or scales. Don't say because they clean the ocean, they don't clean the ocean, none of that.
Right.
They don't have fins and scales.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't eat it. That's it. Right? So, right, because Dad says so, and that's the end of it, right? I don't remember if we find the class name that Bishop Kanai did.
I'm trying to look for it.
It was a two-parter. It was excellent. And I don't even think that was the main part of the topic.
He was going into just
the
nation.
But he was just going into that stuff, and there was a big portion of it that came out.
Right.
So he did it in much more detail than I ever have, or what I'm going to give you now. But I'm going to give you a concise way of understanding this, all right?
Mm.
So... I'm sorry, read it again in Deuteronomy, and then we'll go to Leviticus 19:19.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22 and verse 11. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together.
Right, diverse meaning different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Notice it says woolen and linen together, right? Now, read Leviticus 19:19.
Leviticus 19, verse 19. Ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind.
Right. Your cattle should not gender with a different type of cattle, right? So if you have a certain type of cow, right? So meaning cows shouldn't get with oxes, right?
Right.
Your ox shouldn't get with deers, right? Because
yes.
deers are cattle too and stuff like that, right? Lambs, you don't crossbreed with the goats, right? That's what it's talking about, okay? Go ahead, come on. Not different. If it's a cow, it's a cow.
Right.
But you know how like now you have, they'll take like, you know, this bloodline of cow and that bloodline of cow.
And try to make something new.
But it's still cow.
Right.
Yes.
But they're not taking a cow
the liger.
And putting it with an ox.
The
you
liger.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
right?
Sir.
That's the point that I'm making. That's fine. If you have like a bloodline of a cow from like Japan and then you have a bloodline of a cow
it's
here.
It's still a cow.
It's still a cow.
Right.
Yes. Right? Go ahead. Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 19.
Read out.
Keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed.
It says sow thy field. Don't mean eat cereal or can't eat wild grain rice or 50 whole wheat flour and regular flour or
right.
whatever it is, right? It says thou shalt not mingle your field with seed, right? So if you're growing your field and it's corn, let it grow corn,
right?
And then you have another field, right, partitioned off, so there's no overlap, where you grow your grapes or whatever it is that you're going
right.
to grow, right? Go ahead, come on.
Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee.
Now, stay with me, y'all, Israel. Stay with me, all right? And I know you found some precepts too, right? But I can just explain it with this one verse,
right?
Yes, sir.
He goes from gendering cattle and from mingling seed to woolen and linen.
Yes, sir.
Where does wool come from?
Exactly. Sheep.
Right? Wool comes from sheep.
Yes, sir.
Where does linen come from?
That comes from...
It's a seed.
A plant. It's a
plant.
It
comes from a plant.
Right.
Diverse kinds.
Right.
Don't wear animal flesh, interwoven fibers. Don't wear animal stuff like wool, cashmere, alpaca, llama, okay? Whatever other fibers come from animals.
Right.
With... fibers that are from the ground, right? So silk comes from a worm, real silk. I cannot mix silk and cotton, right? And it's talking about interwoven fibers, not talking that you have a silk lining in a jacket,
right?
Right,
right.
It's talking about the fibers being mixed
together
right? Like I make a fabric of it together. So it's talking about plant and animal. Right? So most mixed fibers, what are they?
Polyester,
nylon, which is synthetic, and plant. It's not animal and plant. Right? So that's lawful. So when something has some spandex in it, fine. Right? When something has some nylon in it, fine. Right? Something has polyester with it, is fine. Now, if you have something that's wool, and linen or cotton or something like that, blended together. I'm going like this so you understand. The fibers are inseparable. I'm not talking about something. Sometimes something has a lining or the cuffs might be ribbed.
Right?
Like your drawers might be cotton, but it's elastic on the thing. That's not talking about that. And even if it was intertwined, it's fine because you have a lot of this moisture wicking stuff now. And it's like, you know, a certain percent cotton and a certain percent. And there's different names that they have now. There's another name. There's a really nice fabric that's made from plant. But it's talking about mixing animals and plant. You don't do that. All right. That's what the mixed fibers is going into. Right? Do you have more that you wanted to bring out?
Leviticus 13:48.
The book of Leviticus.
Okay, hold on. Before you do that, read 19 and 19 again. Someone said they want me to explain again.
Chapter 19 and verse 19.
Sometimes I talk too much. I'm going to read it and just say it simple. Go ahead.
Ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind.
Animals. Go ahead. Come on.
Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed.
Right. You can't mix mingled seed. Go ahead. Come on.
Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee.
The issue is mixing the animal, which is wool, with what comes from a plant, which is the linen, the cotton, right? That's the issue. That's the issue, okay? That's the issue. That's it. No. Well, what do you mean growing in a container together? You don't have a field. It's talking about your field, right? The scripture says field. Someone said they have chard and spinach in a container growing together. No, I mean, that's not a field, right? That's you doing a little thing in your house, right? says, thou shalt not sow thy field. That's not your field. That's a container with some dirt.
Right. And it affects the way that crops go. That's why you got a lot of crops right now where they've created all these new new crops.
Damn. In that what Bishop goes into, that does that. Leviticus 13.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the 90 47. Seconds. We're going to.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 13 and verse 47.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Princess Court, real quick. If it comes from an animal, don't mix it with what comes from a plant as far as clothing. That doesn't include polyester. Most mixed fabrics is a mix of nylon, polyester with something else. That's fine. That's fine. Don't mix animal, something, fabric, animal with something that comes from the ground as a fiber. That's what it's going into. Go ahead, officer.
Go ahead.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 13, verse 47. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the wrap, in the warp or woof, of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin.
So read verse 47 again, sorry.
The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be of woolen garment or of a linen, or a linen garment,
mm-hmm.
whether it be in the warp or woof, of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin.
So now, the key points are the warp. So woolen was the warp, and the woof. I kind of looked that up. Oh gosh, I didn't write the notes for that warp. Go ahead. You got something else before I can look this up?
So I just looked up in
Bend. Go ahead.
Google real quick, and it says most new plant creations are the result of conventional breeding accomplished by transferring pollen from another.
Wolf is just another way to talk about cotton, it looks like.
Yep.
From the anthers of one plant to the stigma of a related receptive female. So a lot of times when you go into diverse seeds in a field, it's because the pollen is going to mix with the others, and you're going to start creating new breeds of plants.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna give you the understanding on that. I'm gonna post it to the group, all right? About the whoop and the wharf. Okay, hold on. Let me post this to topic content so these brothers can pull it up and we'll read it, all right? And read your scripture again, and I'm gonna explain this. Yes, you can wear a leather skirt and a cotton shirt because we're about to expound what it means when it says divers as well, all right? So yes, you could wear, yeah. So not interwoven, right? It's the mixing of the fabric. And it's the mixing of the fabric between something that comes from an animal
and a plant.
And something that comes from a plant. That's why it says wool and whatever, right? So polyester, nylon, spandex, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. And that's what most mixed fabrics are, right? That's what most fist burn. And I mean, I don't think you can interweave leather and you can interweave wool and leather because wool is into a yarn. And if you mix it in, but let's look up, read the scripture that you just read now, about the whoop and warp. Okay.
The book
and then scroll up a little bit about warp and weft, scroll up in the manufacture of cloth. And get it ready from there. Go ahead. Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 13, verse 47. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment,
mm-hmm.
whether it be in the warp or woof,
mm-hmm.
of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin.
Right. Okay. Now, let's put this up on the screen. So, yes, your shirt could be cotton and your skirt could be leather. All right. That's fine, right? If that was the case, you couldn't wear shoes, right?
Right, because they're leather.
Sometimes they're leather, and then you have a rubber sole, right?
Yes.
What this scripture is going into is, in textiles, called warp and weft, all right? So you see this picture here?
Yes.
There's the warp is the threads that run. This is how you make fabric.
Up.
Vertical.
Vertical, yes, sir.
The weft is what runs horizontal and curves, right? This is how an actual text. This is why I do my fingers here. Can you come back on me? All right. This is why I do my fingers here when it talks about mixed. Okay. When it talks about I don't see me. What are you guys doing? This is why I do this, right?
It's probably a delay.
Okay. This is why I do this, right? This is what it means to be mixed, right? Now. Go back to the picture, and we're going to read a little bit, right? It's talking about weaving. And, of course, you would really think about it. We don't understand that because, in one of all things, we don't make our own clothes, really.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, yeah, you might be able to, like, yarn a little something, sew pieces together, but you go and you buy the fabric pre-made, right?
From somebody else.
I don't know anybody in Israel that has a loom and is weaving fabric together.
Right.
Right? Let's read this. In the manufacture of cloth, right? Go ahead.
In the manufacture of cloth, warp and weft are the two basic components in weaving.
That's how you make cloth. There's a warp weave and a weft weave. Okay, go ahead.
In weaving to transform thread and yarn into textile fabric.
Right. Go ahead. Come on.
The vertical warp yarns are held stationary in tension on a loom.
Right. So if you've ever seen these manufactured looms, right? I do, because we deal with the garments. And when I say, like, we make, like, the fabric gets produced on warped and weft.
Right.
Right. You'll see the you can zoom in on me, and you'll see the vertical warping on the big industrial looms, and that's the fabrics that are here. And as that fabric is then fed down horizontally, you have this big thing weaving this way, right?
Right.
And that's the weft. So you have the ones that come down, and you have the thing that goes this way, and that's
right.
The weft, right? They had their own looms. They didn't have machines that did it back then, right? Or there was ways that you'll see them in antiquity, how they
right,
did it with
right.
their hand. You see this type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And they do that sort of thing, right? So go back and let's read this again real quick. And RJ gave a great example, so I like to put that in there, how we said it, right? But I'm trying to make people understand. It's not about, you know, I'm wearing a wool coat and I'm wearing, you know, cotton pants,
right?
And that's not what it's talking about. It's literally talking about the intricacies of this. And that's what the scripture that you just read is going
yeah.
into, right? Is this, the warp and weft.
The creation of it.
Right. Go ahead. Come on.
The vertical warp yarns are held stationary in tension on a loom frame, while the horizontal weft, also called the woof, is drawn.
That's the woof and the woof. Go ahead. Come on.
Is drawn through, inserted over and under the warp thread.
Right.
In the terminology of weaving, each warp thread is called a warp end.
Uh-huh.
Synonymous terms are fill yarn and filling yarn.
Uh-huh.
A pick is a single weft thread that crosses the warp
okay.
thread.
Okay. All right. So now, that's how we know that it's okay to wear an animal top and a cotton bottom. What it's talking about is don't mix the fiber. This is where I'm going like this. The warp and the woof, right? It should not be warped and woofed together. So like RJ just said, he can wear a silk shirt with leather. Well, that's both animals, but you can wear like a silk shirt with jeans, which is cotton, right? But you can't wear a 50% silk with a 50% cotton. You can actually do silk and wool because they both come from animals.
Right.
Right? So that's where the example was just slightly different, right? 50% cotton, 50% leather? No, right? But remember, silk comes from a worm, real silk,
mm-hmm.
not rayon, synthetic stuff like
right,
that,
right?
Silk comes from a worm. So it's dealing with that and the precept. Can you call the precept again?
Leviticus 13, verse 47
right.
and verse 48.
Right. That's how we know that it's talking about the actual cloth.
Right.
Right? It cannot be woven in the cloth. And it's dealing with something that comes from an animal and something that comes from a plant.
Mm.
That's why it talks about the cattle. That's why it talks about the mixing of seed, right?
Right, right.
It's not that it's mixed. It's what it's mixed with.
Mm.
Warp and woof, that's the issue, okay? Hopefully that gets some people some understanding.
Right? It's heavy.
Warp and woof.
Warp and woof. Okay. Hey, you want to go into more questions or where are we at?
Why? Were there more questions? We're done.
Oh, sorry.
Why? What other question did you want to go into?
About dog breeding.
Dogs are dogs.
What about
Remember, I said you don't mix a cow with an ox.
It's kind.
Right?
But
a dog is a dog, right? So dog breeding, all dog breeds, even what they call pure breeds,
mm-hmm.
were developed by mixing other breeds.
Right.
What about, let me ask you this. What about when you... jack off a dog to get the sperm and then go sell it. Is that considered
stop it.
Bestiality?
Get some help.
No, that's a real thing, bro. They sell.
I'm not touching that.
that's a real thing. You didn't know that?
I know. There was a thing around
yeah.
it. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not touching that.
Hey, that question is the reason why Captain Hoshaya doesn't do Fix Your Face anymore.
Oh, man. I tell you.
Okay. I think I found it.
What was it that you were looking for?
For Bishop's class.
Oh, okay. You want to give him the link?
Yes. It's called Evicting the Vagabond. The Earth Was Made for Our Sakes. IUI. So let me look. That's, and there's part one and part two.
How you deal with your kids playing in, I don't let them play with people outside of school. So in school, they have to.
Right.
And I know in society they will have to until
right.
Christ returns.
Right.
So I need them to build those social skills of dealing with other nations.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, you know, Timmy and Bobby ain't coming over and you're not going to their house.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. we've had people, like my daughter's had school, we call them school friends.
Right.
Right. Those are your school friends. And in school, as long as you ain't breaking any laws, you do what you got to do in school.
Right.
Right. But, you know, there's been times where the parents come and they'll be like, oh, well, you know, they're having this and we should do a play date or whatever. And we're like, yeah, sure. And then we just ignore them.
Right.
You know, like we don't even get into the whole semantics of explaining that thing and creating an environment in school where it gets crazy for the kids and stuff like that. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. How do I get so good at giving explanations? I don't know. The Lord gave it to me. I don't. I good? I don't know. I don't know if I'm good. I just do my best to try to.
Oh, I thought they were saying them. I was going to say
no,
Men of Valor.
He said, Deacon, how do you get so good at giving explanations? I don't know.
Eloquent speaker.
No, I gave some more sense to that.
I know you did.
On what eloquent. I mean, it does mean that too, but I was telling brothers, eloquent isn't great swelling words. It means that you're able to rightly divide the word of truth.
Right.
That's what makes you mighty in the scriptures and eloquent. Right? Mm-hmm. Like really, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you feel that I'm good, all praises, then you're being edified. That's what matters.
I thought he was saying him. I was going to say Men of Valor, Camp 101.
No, even playing outside. I don't let them play outside. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's not during school functions or school hours, I just, no, don't you don't play with them outside.
But that's good. It builds good habits for when they do grow up.
Right, so, right, yeah. As far as that environment.
Cause it, and at the same time, it talks about you're supposed to make friends of the mammon so you can be received into everlasting habitation. So but knowing them in their place is important because that's going to carry over into adulthood.
Right.
What else we got?
Why isn't there more Northern Kingdom representation? Is it? There's a lot more than you realize, just the most... Give me that in Samuel about the Lord was not dealing with him yet.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, snap. Where's that at? Samuel for Samuel.
Good, solid teachers. I want to say there's probably 50 that are out there actually at events, teaching and stuff like that. And there's a lot more in reserve that are coming up. I think it's 1 Samuel 1.
Chapter,
or is it 2?
I was in chapter 2.
It might be 2. There is a lot of Northern Kingdom representation. I mean, what do you want? You got a Northern Kingdom deacon. Go.
chapter 3 and verse 7.
It is 3 and 7. Yep.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3 and verse 7. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Right. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him.
Go up to verse 1.
Verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli.
We have a lot of Northern Kingdom brothers that are ministering unto the Lord, meaning they're studying, they're building themselves up, they're learning the Lord's process of how we teach, how they do camp. Because Bishop has brought that out in historical books, that Israelites would teach in the streets with signs and everything
right.
like that. That's biblical. They're ministering to the Lord. All right. There's a lot of Northern Kingdom ministers to the Lord, okay? As we speak, there are people on groups in foreign countries that we've been to that are being built up so that they can go ahead and then get to this part in verse 7. Go ahead, come on.
Verse 2, and it came to pass. At
no,
that, 7. Verse 7. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord.
So even though he was ministering unto the Lord, he did not yet know the Lord. Now, mind you, he was keeping the commandments. He was studying under Eli. He had his little garment that his mom's made him and
right.
stuff like that, his little priest garment and everything. He was dedicated to the Lord,
right
to become a priest to them, right? And he was in that training, just like many of our Northern Kingdom brothers are. Go ahead, come on.
Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him.
Right? That goes back to what we read last week, like in Acts, where it says, I don't even know what a Holy Spirit is.
Right,
can we get
right.
that in Acts 19, right?
Yes, sir.
I know I'm giving a long answer to that question, but there's more than what you see.
On
right?
reserve.
There's more than what you see. Hey, and don't sleep. A lot of the brothers that you think is Southern Kingdom, and I'm not talking about the joke where I say a lot
Bring
of them are Northern
out.
Kingdom. No, I'm not talking about
just
that.
Kidding, bro.
A lot of them are, like you look at Gad,
Captain Gad,
right?
And you think that he's Judah, right? Yeah, he was raised kind of Judah-ish, so he has those what we call typical American Judah type of characteristics and stuff. But there's a lot of brothers that may look what you think is prototypical Southern Kingdom, but they're Northern Kingdom, right? But go ahead, read this.
The Book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 24. A Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus.
Wait, are you in 18 or 19?
Verse 8 or chapter 18.
No, I want 19, and it's like second or third verse.
The Book of Acts, chapter 19 and verse 2.
Uh-huh.
He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost?
Right, so
ye
we're
believe?
Just reading what we read in 1 Samuel 3:7, and it says he did not yet know the Lord, right? Mm. He did not yet know the Lord, right? So the Lord wasn't dealing with him yet, even though he was ministering, right? Go ahead, come on.
And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost.
Right. We have not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost, meaning that full understanding has not come unto them. And yes, I get what you're saying with the AI picks. You got to realize that a lot of that's going to fall on us as Northern Kingdom to bring more of that type of stuff out. It's not any type of thing where anybody's against doing that representation. But, you know, remember the tense of Judah, that Southern Kingdom presence has to be shown. All right. And you'll see, oh, someone said, wait, Gad's not Southern Kingdom. No, no, he's Gad. He's Gad all the way.
Captain Palu's Reuben.
Captain Palu's Reuben, right.
Right. Captain Zephaniah, Captain Abiel.
Uh-huh, right. That Captain Abiel's Ephraim, and he looks like he could pass for Judah, right? But the point that I'm making, right, so with the AI picks, I get what you're saying, but that's where we kind of got to do a better job as Northern Kingdom to show that different representation, right? But here's what ultimately that goes back to. Why do you assume, and it's not to knock on you, Kana, why do you assume that those AR picks are not Northern Kingdom and it's all Southern Kingdom?
Because, like this guy said, tacos, Northern Kingdom, yeah.
No,
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Stop it.
Not think
get some help.
Northern Kingdom are going to look like me or Shia or your prototypical modern-day Northern Kingdom representation, right? Remember, we were all dark, dark, dark.
Yes.
Right. It was through the various captivities and the changings. I got to
the brothers
have been asking me for that Hosea class again. I got to go into that Hosea history.
All
a lot
the
again.
Brothers in Ecuador are Asher, and they all black men.
Right.
In the school in Ecuador, IUIC Ecuador, brothers and sisters, all these brothers are black brothers.
Right.
Like black like this. And you would think
a lot of Jews.
Exactly.
Right.
And you would think they're Southern Kingdom.
Right.
They are not.
Right, right. So it's not to say that light-skinned Hispanics are not Israel, just like some dark-skinned ones might not be, right? You are by the seed of the Father.
Right.
What I'm saying is that we have to take out of our mind
exactly. Go
that
ahead.
Hispanic.
Put that up.
Okay, nope, leave that one there. Okay, put that one up. So, and get me that about cake not turned. All right, 7 and 8, Hosea. Look in the foreground, I'm sorry, in the background, and you see the brother with the blue hat and the blue shirt.
Mm-hmm.
We think Northern Kingdom, and you think that only.
Right.
But then I look at the brother with the red shirt and the sunglasses on. That's Northern Kingdom, too.
Right.
And then the
right.
brother in the back, too, with the
right.
black.
So, right, and then look at the one that's right there on the very front of the sign.
Right. Officer aside, a lot is one in the picture.
Right. So my point is, we have to take out of our mind, right? Okay, now she changed it. Well, I don't see any AI that looks like you. There's some, sis. There's some. There's some. Hey, and that's fine. You can show that then on your own, right? And there are some. They have showed. They've showed some during class. They've showed some. The Northern Kingdom classes that are in Spanish, they use the art where they look more like. I get what you're saying because, right, my daughter's very light-skinned, and I'm not going to exclusively, like, for example, sometimes we get our dark dolls. Sometimes, like, well, she don't really deal with dolls anymore. But when she was little, sometimes we got our dark dolls.
Yeah.
Sometimes we got our dolls that look more like her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, not to say that we don't have light-colored eyes amongst our people. I wouldn't get her anything that
go
looked
back.
Real, you right, know, right. crazy like that. But, right. you know, I remember one time, what are them dolls, them expensive-ass dolls?
Porcelain?
Nah, man. American doll.
American doll.
I don't know.
I got her one time because it really kind of looked like her. They came out with this series where, like, facial features and
right,
stuff,
right.
I really like it.
Right.
And she had brown hair and brown eyes, and I gave it to her, you know, as, like, her doll, you know, and, like, she got with it and stuff like that. So I get what you're saying, Siskana, and that makes a lot of sense. And we'll try to make a more conscious effort as far as the Northern Kingdom side to show the ones more that look like me.
Yeah, and we need the help too. Yo, we need also the
Guyana's a mix of Asher, Benjamin, Levi, Judah even. All right. Someone said, what's Guyana? All right. And not all of them are Israel. Okay. Mm. Not all of them are Israel.
Really?
Right. Yeah. Read this real quick so we understand Northern Kingdom. For some that don't know, Kanano, she clarified what she meant. They don't, I meant they don't look light-skinned like you, Deke. Go ahead, and then we're going to wrap up.
The book of Hosea, chapter 7 and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
He hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned.
Right. Ephraim is a cake not turned. So you got me on one spectrum. You got Zeph in the middle. Can we get a picture of me, Zeph, and Abiel? That's the perfect representation of the scripture we just read, right? There
Bam.
You go. That's all Northern Kingdom.
Bam.
All right. That's all Northern Kingdom.
You go.
Damn, my beard looking good in that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All praises. All praises.
Shout out to MBD. MBD.
Right? Shout out to MBD.
Yeah.
So you got me, you got Zeph, and you got Abiel, right? So you see the whole thing there. But I get you. So, yeah, I mean, we'll try to throw up some more AI Northern Kingdom picks for you to get.
And we need
stuff,
help.
All right?
Make those AI pictures if you
yeah,
know how to
and,
make
yeah,
AI.
And if you know how to deal with AI and you want to do some more proto, you know, what the world predominantly thinks Northern Kingdom is. You know, no, don't show those.
No, they're not showing
those. Don't show those. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Zeph is Simeon. Yes, Captain Zeph is Simeon.
That's it. That's not on that.
All right.
That's
it
on
that.
No.
Oh, wait.
Oh, you want to put it up?
No. The Asher admitting that he made the brother watch George because people
do
thought
it.
That wasn't.
Do it.
I'ma end it with
do
this.
It.
I'ma end it with this.
Right there.
I'ma end it with this.
Oh.
Talking big.
This. No. What do you mean, sis don't like dark skin? No, that's not what she's saying at all. That's not what she's saying at all. Listen, we gotta be at the same time that we want our brothers and sisters to not find their natural beauty appalling.
Right.
We can't ostracize the ones that are lighter skinned and have, you know, finer hair.
Right.
Either, right? We got to be able to, because you don't want somebody having a complex of hating themselves, right?
Right.
Like, damn, I wish I was black and this, that, and the other. Right. I've never felt that way. It's inside and being grateful that my father is Israel and
right.
his father was Israel. And I'm just grateful that I'm at least have that chance by being Israel. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Regardless of what the appearance looks like. So yeah, I don't think I wouldn't take it like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do the colorism thing again. I did it a little bit. I think we had to take it down.
It's needed.
It was one of the ones we had to take down where I went over colorism.
Oh, with the Simeonite sister, the Dominican
yeah.
sister.
And then I went over it two different times. One time with the Simeon sister and one time I did separately.
Mm.
And I even think I got some books on it. About the colorism.
Hey, I just got a new screenshot.
I got to talk about the colorism because there ain't no qualms about any of that. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Nah,
yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
Hey, so last week we were talking about Officer Asher.
Uh-oh.
And we told you how he made the brother wash his drawers.
Boy,
yes, he did.
You know, show the message.
So, right, you're going in with him, and he was saying, yo. He started something like, damn, Ishaya got you.
Wait, why are you putting that one up?
Cause that's
I don't want the whole thing. They don't need to see.
All right, go ahead, go back.
What are you doing, bro? This guy always putting up stuff. That's all they needed, bro. That's all they needed.
Oh,
we
okay.
can provide the context verbally.
I got you. Okay, yes, sir.
Sometimes I speak with appropriate words, bro. You can't be putting me out there like that.
Hey, the good thing is we didn't put it up.
Thank you. Thank you. Boy, this guy trying to get people all types of showing
yeah.
them in bad light.
No. It wasn't bad light. It was just you said you guys were going to get me when he gets
I mean, I know they hear me kind of drop an appropriate word here and there during the show sometimes, but right. But they don't need to be seeing how I talk with y'all sometimes casually. No, homo. We might get banned just because I put homo.
Okay. You did it.
See, but they're just trying to defend themselves. Instead of, see, that's why I can't. That's why I like Cornelius more than you.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
That's my favorite Mexican.
does he like tacos?
Broke the egg, sir.
He loves tacos.
You broke the egg.
No, you get out of here, bro, with your. That's why I said when he said, what's the Northern, like him?
So
tacos,
I just
Northern
brought
Kingdom?
Out. That somebody said, damn, Officer Asher, in one of the comments, right?
Yeah.
And then he said, I'm going to get you, Ishaya.
Right.
And then now you can show this, right? I want to show you that I was not embellishing this, okay?
Right, right.
Go ahead.
So I said, yeah, go ahead.
Wait, what part are you blaming me for?
I only brought out the homo stuff.
Oh, damn, yours says homo too.
No, only me.
Deke, no, I said it too. Go ahead.
Deke went in on the washing of your calzones part. That was valid.
That's the underwear. Go ahead, come on.
That was valid.
He's saying it was valid that he made the brother wash the drawers, all right? So he tried to run around and deny that thing, all right? Okay. He said it was valid. I'm telling y'all, he made the soldier wash drawers, all right?
He did. He said, that's valid.
Goodness.
I did.
Look, Tobias like, damn, I wish I could get a brother to do my laundry.
Lording more over the block.
We appreciate y'all tuning in. Listen, support the Booster Club. Support the socials here at Phoenix. Even if you're subscribed already to our socials, share them. We've said this before. We forgot to say it in the beginning of the show. When the show goes live, share it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're at 22.3 subscribers. We're trying to get up to 25. That's the next goal.
Yes.
We're going to change the title of this class because it was not about the infiltration of the Chinese in South America at all.
Right.
We'll call it something about basics in the law or maybe something like that. Whatever title's idea you got, all right? All praises. It seems like it was needed. I'm glad y'all got some understanding on some of these things. Tune in next week, Lord's will, okay? And we'll go over to Chinese. I'll bring out something in here in reference to Deuteronomy 33 and some stuff I've been trying to bring out.
Yep.
In Lost Tribes and Promised Lands, okay? And it's fine because I wanted a few scriptures in Hosea too, but... that's the show. So with that, we say,
the sin of the night.
We should have done that at the beginning. Sin of the night.
Rose sandalwood.
How is it?
It's actually amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really like that.
You would think because of the name, maybe you wouldn't mess with it, right?
Right.
Rose sandalwood,
Rose
right? Sandalwood. What are you rocking?
Cognac and Cubans.
Cognac and Cubans.
Classic.
I'm in love with cherry tobacco.
Okay.
I finally tried it. Cherry tobacco's amazing. But I'm rocking tonight sandalwood bourbon.
That sandalwood.
Oh, it's so good, bro. The bourbon.
Damn.
And that sandalwood is so good, bro. It's so good. I got to slow down. I got like 11 cents in the house. That's a little less than half the line.
Dang.
I got a little less than half.
Ruben said that sandalwood is good.
Yeah.
That the roast sandalwood is good. Can we put this up?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Sir. Shalom, Israel. We're seeking your assistance to enhance our national broadcast. Kindly spare a minute to provide feedback by answering 5 brief questions. Let us know how we did. Did you like the radio show? What can we fix? Do you like it? Let us know. All right. This helps us out a lot. You don't understand. All right. This helps us out a lot so we can know what we got to do better. And what you guys like. Thank you very much.
Yes, Nicana starts tomorrow night. We had a small, we knew the right day. There was just a printing error on the calendar in that regard. All right, so we apologize for that. Nicana starts tomorrow night. Purim follows for 2 nights after that. The only one that'll be a Sabbath is the regular weekly Sabbath that supersedes, okay? But Nicanor is not a Sabbath. Neither is Purim a Sabbath. So no, there's no triple Sabbath coming up or nothing like that.
Right.
Just your regular weekly Sabbath, all right? As far as that goes, y'all enjoy the feast days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you tune in next week, all right?
Subscribe.
All right. With that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
For the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, and we been king since birth, we put the kingdom first, and they gon' get this work, We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people.